Hey guys! I thought maybe people would think
turn into that Australian instrument.
The didgeridoo?
That one.
No, I did not. I was hoping that people who just turned this on their iPhone, just play the headphones and hit it, would think that something went wrong with their iPhone.
Something.
Like, what if I did like this? What if, like, hey, guy, like, people would think that their iPhone was stuttering, right?
I think you try and trick people when people are smarter than you and will realize you're just being dumb.
What are you saying, man?
Snap.
That's rude.
Yeah.
That's rude.
Rude right off the top. That's how it's
very
going.
Very rude.
Welcome to the Rude Show.
How you doing, man? I haven't talked to you at all since Sunday.
I'm doing fantastic.
Are you? Did you go to the gym right before this?
I did.
Y'all hopped up on coke like you were the last time?
I did, comma, and am.
Okay.
You did cocaine and hopped up on it.
I know, hopped up on cocaine.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. This is Thursday's drinking show.
Drugs. Drugs and alcohol, just missing the sex, right?
Drugs and alcohol? Isn't it sex, drugs, and rock and roll?
Missing
I don't
that
think
too.
It's sex, drugs, and alcohol.
Yeah, those are the three things, man.
What, the three stages of depression?
Yeah, probably. Well, minus the sex part. That's not
No, it's the first stage. You have sex.
Then
sex
you don't
ends.
Get it. And then
right,
you
then
to
drugs to get that high, and then you realize that fades because you can only do so many drugs.
I guess.
Than alcohol to numb the pain.
I feel like there's way more drugs than alcohol.
Well, I didn't say the stages were short. At what point did I imply this was a 2-week process?
You can consistently get harder and harder with the drugs. Alcohol, you can just get 100 proof. You're done. You're good. Or moonshine.
Yeah, but what's the hardest drug? Heroin?
Yeah.
Okay, well, once you're
meth?
Done with heroin, what's worse, heroin or meth?
Bath salts.
Crocodile? This is really
that
something we
weird
should ask
drug
Cameron.
And Baywatch? I watched that stupid movie. And
dude, I told
stupid.
You not to watch it.
I know.
On the last show.
I know. It was so dumb.
I told you
Zac
not
Efron
to.
Zac Efron has the worst taste in scripts.
I'm telling you, dude.
Ever.
I mean, The Rock
so
just
bad.
Gets to walk around in it, looking like The Rock
I'm
for
a big
movie.
Dude.
Right.
And I'm The Rock. Yet I have no authority here. He was like his role in Fast and the Furious minus
Don't
all legal, like, yeah. He's not a cop.
See, my problem with
he's
Baywatch is that The Rock took it because he gets to show off his body.
That's the same reason
and,
Zac Efron
right,
took it.
But Zac Efron doesn't look as good as The Rock.
I mean, he looks pretty damn good.
He does, but not next to The Rock. He looks like a normal, well-worked-out man next to The Rock. Uh-huh. The Rock is a bodybuilder.
Well, yeah. There's two type of men. There's the gigantic giants who
right,
can
like
literally
the, like
just
Dwayne the Rock
weigh
Johnson.
300 pounds and be fit.
Right.
Or you got the normal people who are,
right.
are trimmed and...
So I'm the 300-pound guy.
If you wanted to be, man, you could be The Rock so...
No.
So big.
Can't.
Yeah.
No, I'm not Polynesian.
Well, white. Minus that, you can get a good tan.
I want to go to the tan.
Get that tribal
yes, sir.
Tattoo.
What's the look you're looking for? I want to look like Dwayne Johnson.
All right, you need 15 hours in the booth straight. You need to be burnt to a crisp.
I just come out and I look like I have grayscale when I'm done.
That'll probably be the way it turns out, yeah.
Oh yeah, we're doing a show.
Oh, yeah. This is the intro. Hey,
this
guys.
Is technically the part where we're not supposed to do the show part.
Oh, well. We're entertaining all the time.
I don't know why we even do this intro.
Yeah, we
like literally. We started this show 31 episodes ago, and the format was during this introduction, we would say, "Here's what's coming up on this episode," to kind of grab people and loop them
their
in
attention,
right?
Grab
so they would stay around.
Grab them,
and then we'd play the intro,
by
and then we'd
pussy.
Get to those topics, and slowly,
but surely,
and organically.
Mm-hmm.
The show has just devolved into what it was originally.
It's always the show.
Which is just us yapping and giving no regard for any type of formalities.
Yeah, screw that formality.
But with
man.
Chat, who helps us
yes.
with things.
And stuff.
Yes.
All that, things and stuff. You know that's moved on. Who started that?
What, things and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I did.
No, you did?
Yeah, I started that.
Okay, when? Way back when?
I would say 1988.
1988.
Yeah,
fresh
those
born.
Were actually my first words.
Like seven.
Like,
7 years old.
Things and stuff. And that meant food. That's what that meant.
The first time I remember hearing it was Dylan.
Okay.
In Minnowit.
Okay.
And then after that, I've heard it several times in Hollywood movies. And I'm like, they watch us. and
skill. Well, I think Dylan got it from me, though.
Probably.
Yeah, it's definitely what happened.
And you got it from someone else. They're two very common words.
Great genetics.
No.
Yes, obviously.
It wasn't just born from your brain.
I actually wrote the dictionary.
You soaked it in from somewhere.
You think aardvark's a word that someone other than me would come up with? Huh?
Yes.
I don't know what I expected you to say to that.
No, you are the wordsmith. You created all words things and stuff and more stuff.
Yep, and things as well.
You break my brain with words, man.
Yeah. My vocabulary.
You broke it.
Is bigly.
Is bigly.
It's bigly.
Got the huge, I got the biggest
vocabulary.
Vocabulary on the planet.
Here comes, you worked on your
here
Trump.
Here comes gay Trump.
You know,
right
well,
back
it,
here.
It diverted back to. I thought you did pretty good there for a bit, and then it quickly diverted to gay Trump again.
Yep, it's going gay.
Yep. It's not intentional. That's just literally
no,
his
that's just
Trump
how
impression.
It works.
Yep, that's literally. Should we do this? Should we do the intro?
It's also pretty accurate since the man is not, you know, smart. Therefore, gay.
What are you
that,
saying?
That makes
gay
sense.
People are not
gay
smart?
Gay people are just the dumbest creatures on the planet.
I would like to distance myself from this right now.
Yep, yeah.
So when this is played, like when we get big,
that wasn't
and
sarcasm.
A clip from this show is later played
don't,
to defame
don't
us,
come at me.
I want to make sure I am not in the context
I'm
of what
Colby
just said.
I'm not a white supremacist slash bigot.
But
I'm
now people
that.
Can just take what you said
and then
put
cut
it,
out
and,
the
and
not part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the problem is, we'll be too lazy to go back and refute it with the real clip. We'll probably just be
we'll
like...
We'll never get that big.
Whatever.
And even if people could say whatever they want, they're never getting a statement from me.
Really?
I'm not commenting to nobody.
Really?
You can think what
even
you want.
Even on the air, you won't comment?
Nope.
You won't come
I
on here and make a statement?
I will bitch about it and fill my legal contracts as to not say who's who doing the who's who, but I will bitch
I'm
about it.
I'm so confused as to what is
Let's
happening.
Let's just start the show.
All right.
I've gone on a tangent.
All right, I'm starting the show.
Who are Seth and Colby?
Idiots!
So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
We're back, everybody. What's up? What's up? What's up?
It is
the Seth and Colby Show, and I would like to say thanks to chat. We've reached out to the chat legal department, and I'd like to read the disclaimer. The views expressed by either Seth or Colby are not necessarily representative of the opinions of either Seth or Colby, or Seth and Colby. There we go. Thank you, chat. Legal department. You're now our lawyer, official matter. You're now our lawyer. Congratulations. There is no
our duties.
There is no increase in pay. Actually, you know what? He doesn't make any money, so we can give him a big increase. How much percentage would you like to increase his pay?
1,000%.
1,000% increase in pay. Congratulations.
Yep.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. This is the show that talks about stuff and things, which I made up 29 years ago, every week. Nice. Well, twice a week, actually. Every Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You got these days real good, man.
I was thinking today that we should do three shows a week, Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday. And that's why Tuesday was on my mind.
Dude, I don't know about you, but it has felt like a year since Sunday.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Should do. Well, no.
Don't say it on the air.
No.
We'll talk about it later, because all these people will think we committed.
Yeah.
We're
not committing. We're not official at anything.
Right. But we are officially actually doing a show Sunday at 2 p.m. Central and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. Go watch us live there. The video on demand is at our YouTube page, youtube.com/Seth and Colby. You can follow us on Twitter, which includes links to the show. twitter.com/SethandColby. And there's something else, the website, SethandColby.com. Go there, too. Today on the show, we're going to talk about things and stuff.
Content of sorts.
I actually have a lot of tabs, and a lot of it's just really random. So it's kind of going to be all over the place.
Cool.
But there is one really important matter I have to discuss with you at the very top of the show.
Oh, buddy.
To put you in your place.
Oh, buddy.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. So, anything else we can talk about? Oh, the number one thing we got to talk about. Okay, as we discovered last week, the foghorn terrifies me. I used to pitch it as, oh, do the foghorn. It'll derail the show and we'll read your message and your name. And that is true. If you type foghorn, exclamation point foghorn, into the chat, it'll give you a link. You click it, give us a buddy. Giant foghorn goes off. We'll read your name and your message, interrupting whatever we do on the show. However, I'm going to pitch it from now on as the thing that makes me poo my pants because I don't expect
you get
it.
A stroke, man.
And it scares me.
Yeah.
That face that I made of being of the foghorn going off was genuine fear in me.
Ah, what's happening?
And it's forever on the internet shaming
great.
Me.
It's fantastic. It was so, the best thing I'd ever
watched. Yeah, foghorn. All right, now let's fade out the intro. Fade out. And let's actually, like, do the show part.
Do the do.
All right, so I'll...
Ah! Yeah! Did you get scared that time?
I don't think it was as bad.
For some reason, it wasn't as bad that time.
It scared me.
But still, very scary. It wasn't as loud, I feel like. Did you turn it down?
No!
You better not turn it up.
I haven't touched a thing.
We need to be deafened by this
thing.
We need to be deafened. Fictional matter. Thank you so much. You're a fantastic person. I love you.
I think it did scare me because I'm having trouble speaking.
Back up. All right, take a breath.
I can't tell you.
Is my heart working?
I can't tell you how loud that is in our headphones.
Am I going deaf?
I can play it again for you, man.
That was not that loud.
I didn't mean to do the foghorn effect. Well, the foghorn's the best part. Fictional Matter says, I would like to contribute to my 401k donation of $6 because he's now our lawyer.
Perfect.
I hate to inform you that we actually don't offer a 401k or healthcare of any kind.
Yeah, dental, nothing.
In fact, this is barely a business, and we're going to just take your money and then change your name.
Yeah.
And you're going to show up to an empty building on Monday for work.
Perfect.
So, kind of awkward, but yeah, thank you for seeing
me. You can have fun.
All right, I'm going to play it again. You ready?
In that empty building. I mean, yeah.
That's pretty loud. If you don't think that's loud, you're going deaf.
I might be. I drummed last night, and that could definitely affect my hearing levels.
The best part of Fictional Matter's $6 donation, as it has displaced Dwood.
Dwood?
As our top tip.
Oh.
And the most recent. Fictional Matter lives in a place of infamy.
He does.
You're
twice.
And right I'm going to take his dot, dot, dots as a, oh, I can't believe you're not a real company type of
right,
thing. So,
right, right, right.
Yeah, sorry about that. All right.
You're still the lawyer, though, of this fictional made-up company.
In fact, one could argue that as our lawyer, it is your fault that we are a cut-and-run business, as you had not set up the proper legal things for the business.
Didn't have a business plan.
Yeah.
No LLC.
Who are you really going to blame?
Bank account.
You're going to blame the two idiots you're talking to microphones on
the
internet?
We're just the talent.
Or the lawyer, okay?
We're just the talent.
That's all I got to say.
You can't expect us to do accounting. And
he's there three times he is. He's our latest follower, our latest donation, and
our
top donation.
Oh, God, that's perfect. How did we miss the third one, man?
Because we're stupid. That's how. We're dumb.
God.
Okay, I got a bone to pick with you.
A bone picking session for me, huh?
So, I don't know when on the show we talked about this. I think it was a couple shows ago, maybe a week,
mm-hmm.
about the Avatar sequels.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this article, this think piece about Avatar.
Oh, I recall.
And how the man who wrote the article said that Avatar doesn't deserve to be the number one movie in the country because people can't remember any details.
And right.
We couldn't remember the names of the main characters, as an example.
Yep.
I still don't remember it.
I
we looked it up on the show.
Bob or
and
something.
We still don't remember it.
Oh, I remember.
Jake Sully.
Nah, but,
that's
yep.
his name because mm-hmm. I remember the blue lady going, what, Jake
what's
Sully.
What's the blue lady's name?
Tamriel.
Yep.
Yeah. And so... That was basically the gist of the article.
Uh-huh.
And in that discussion, mm-hmm. you cried foul and said, no, people love Avatar, dude. It's like your dad's favorite movie, I remember.
Yep.
Another thing I remember from that discussion, my friend, is You said, I said, is Giovanni Ribisi, does he die at the end? And you didn't know who that is. I said, he's a guy that has your hair. And you're like, he definitely dies at the end.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So I would like to announce that Avatar actor.
This guy? Yeah.
Why this screen? 31 episodes. 31 episodes.
A technical difficulty yet. And now you get to see the OBS. There you go.
Problem solved.
Why are you doing things, man?
Avatar actor Giovanni Ribisi returning for all four Avatar sequels.
Here's where confusion came in.
Okay.
Was that's not who I was thinking of.
Oh, you were thinking of the big bulky guy, weren't you?
Yeah, the guy who drives the mech suit
and
stuff.
He's the bad guy.
That's what you said was the bad guy.
He's the big bad guy, Giovanni Ribisi.
He's just the thunder of the bad guy.
The thunder?
The funder.
Oh, funding.
He funding.
I thought you were making, like, an awesome movie
the
reference.
Yeah,
like,
thunder!
He's just the thunder behind the lightning.
Oh, perfect.
That's what I hope you were
he's
saying.
He's Thor, man.
But, yeah, we don't need to read this article, because no one cares, as my article, which was now vindicated as correct. Because you didn't even remember.
I didn't.
By the way, chat, this guy totally has Colby's hair.
Dude, Giovanni Ribisi?
Move your head down. Same hair.
Do I look like him? I'm trying hard. I don't think it's working.
That's beautiful, dude.
Oh, yeah.
What's really trippy?
What's that?
I didn't even think of this. So you changed the way you
look. Oh, God.
Because we reversed it on this one, but not on the other one.
We're so entertaining with that.
Stupid.
We're smooth.
Oh, why would you listen to this show anymore?
I don't know, man.
Watching it is the only way to experience it.
Yeah, it really is for the idiocy, that is me.
Well, yeah, I mean, for audio, what just happened, OBS showed the wrong monitor and showed OBS, and we just had this infinite OBS abyss, and then we tried to show the Giovanni Ribisi thing, and then we showed Colby's face compared to Giovanni Ribisi's face. He did a Giovanni Ribisi impression, and then we zoomed in on his face, and we realized it wasn't mirrored, and now you're caught up. Okay.
You're welcome, audio listeners.
So there you go. Don't... Twitch.tv/Twitch Seth and Coley.
They're there forever.
Yeah, so there you go, man.
The live stream of it too.
Okay,
so watch.
Next topic. I don't know how much you're going to care about this one, but I'm going to be selfish. So
perfect.
Video games.
Selfishness.
Right. Video games.
Yeah,
okay?
Those things I care so much about. Yeah, I play them.
Do
all
you
the
play
time,
any video games
every day
with microtransactions?
Mine is like iPhone games and stuff.
Oh, we can count those. Sure, let's count those.
Yeah, I have played games with those. Yeah.
Okay, so like you're aware that like Call of Duty, Overwatch, Destiny 2, Shadow of War, the next Shadow of Mordor game, you know, they all have loot boxes essentially.
Yes.
Star Wars Battlefront 2 has loot boxes, okay? And you can buy them. Like the way Destiny 2 and Overwatch work, I'll talk about those because I actually play those games, so I know.
Mm-hmm.
Like essentially every time you level up, like you go from like level 20 to 21, you get a loot box for free. And then you can also buy loot box, like you can, with real human money. So
right.
Like 10 bucks buys 11 loot boxes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That type of idea. And inside the loot boxes are purely cosmetic items, at least in Destiny and Overwatch. I think in some other games they're some like getting close to pay to win type of
right.
ideas. And so the idea, like let's take Overwatch as an example. Destiny 2 basically fits the exact same bill. But basically it's like you get this skin for your character, and now you look cooler than other people. It doesn't affect how you play, but then you go, oh wow, look at that person's skin. I want that skin, and then you want it out of the loot box.
Right.
Okay, so two things are coming. Number one, Activision just got granted a patent for new matchmaking. Okay, for online.
Okay.
And the whole idea behind the patent is that in addition to matching you with grid connections of people of your skill level, it is also now reading what the people you're playing with, what they have gotten out of loot boxes compared to what you have gotten. And it will put you in a game with people that it thinks you will want what they have, so you will be more inclined to buy the said loot box.
And they patented a system like
yes.
this?
So they're going to start implementing this going forward in Activision multiplayer game. So an example of this would be in Call of Duty, you see a guy with a golden gun that you can only get through a loot box.
Uh-huh.
And it's the same gun that you have, but his is golden.
Right.
There's no difference in functionality.
Right.
But you see his golden gun, and you're like, wow, this is sweet.
Uh-huh.
And so then you go, and you buy a loot box and try to get that golden gun.
Yep.
That's the whole idea behind it, is that type of psychology.
Right.
Now, another example they gave, which as far as we know, which we don't know, could be happening but isn't happening, is they also gave an example of you get killed by a gun that's only available through the loot box system. And then, so a sniper rifle. Let's take a sniper rifle, for example. You're killed by a sniper rifle you only get through loot boxes. And you go, wow, I want to be that good of a sniper. Like, the thing realized that you're a sniper by reading how you play the game. And so it puts you in a game where you get killed by a sniper rifle you don't own.
Okay.
And then it gives you, if you go to get a loot box, it'll give you that sniper rifle. So you feel rewarded after, like, three or four. You know, it doesn't give it to you right away. Got to get it. A few.
Oh, yeah, you gotta buy.
And then
multiple.
It'll put you in a game where sniping is the preferred method of play against people who are bad at playing against snipers. So then you will kill people with your new sniper rifle, so you'll feel vindicated in buying your sniper rifle from the loot box.
Well, and also those new players that got killed that don't
exactly,
have
a
sniper
and the
rifle.
Cycle continues.
Oh, God. Just corporatism, man. That's all it is. Just how much money can we make by making up fake rules?
I mean, it's all based on
algorithms.
Like, yeah, data and algorithms, how you play the game and what they can sell. Activision did $1.2 billion in microtransactions only in 2015. In 2016, they did $3.2 billion. They increased it over two times.
Ridiculous.
And just microtransactions, not even including game sales and all, and expansions and monthly subscriptions. It's just microtransactions over $3 billion in 2016.
So we're going to eventually get to a point where microtransactions are like the new drug, right?
Yes.
Like, people are addicted to this, and they keep spending their hard-earned money on this over and over and over again.
Enter the next article.
Just like a drug problem.
This is a petition on change.org, so take it with a grain of salt. But as of right now, there is a petition that started a few hours ago that has 5,800 signatures on it that wants the ESRB, the Entertainment Supper Ratings Board, to declare loot boxes as gambling and have it reflect that on the rating.
Okay.
As per Google's definition of a gamble, take risky action in the hope of desired result. Dictionary.com says to stake or risk money or anything of value on the outcome of something involving chance.
I mean, it's technically not chance, though.
ESRB's official statement on why they don't consider loot boxes to be gambling is, while there's an element of chance in these mechanics, a player is always guaranteed to receive in-game content, even if the player unfortunately receives something they don't want. By their definition, it means that if you gamble and you lose the bet and then get compensated by credit, candy bar, or anything else, it's not considered real gambling, even though that you usually need to buy premium in-game currency with real money to purchase loot boxes and crates. That means if you use a slot machine and you lose the bet, then you get compensated by a credit or a dollar. It's not considered real gambling. So, if you put a dollar in a slot machine, bet, and it's like you didn't win, but here's a penny, technically ESRB would not consider that gambling because you got something in return. And you were guaranteed to get something even if it wasn't more than your original dollar.
No, that I don't think
that's what theirs is.
Because you put a dollar in, you get a penny back, you lost 99 cents. That's gambling.
Well, right, but then...
But this is you put a dollar in to hopefully get some random made-up thing.
Well, right, but
the
idea...
And then you don't get the one that you want, but technically you did get some other random made-up thing.
Okay.
That you may or may not have wanted.
Okay, so what if you put a dollar in a slot machine, and then it came back with a dollar equivalent in Russian rubles?
Then
that would not be
considered gambling, right? Yeah, you would technically, you got something out of your money spent rather than putting a dollar in, taking 1 cent out, and then you literally lost 99 cents doing nothing.
But then apply that to the sniper rifle story. All right, and they go through all this psychological testing and brain torture to figure out that you're a sniper who doesn't have this sniper rifle that's only available in boxes, so then they make you get killed by it, so you'll go and you'll buy the loot box. But they don't give it to you on your first loot box. So if you buy one loot box,
you're not going to get it.
Right.
Yeah.
But you hope that you do.
Right.
Is that not gambling?
But you're still going to get something, regardless of if you want it or not.
In-game
like, I want
stuff.
A million fucking dollars, but you're not going to give me that because I bet a dollar, so,
right.
You
That's
know.
The biggest problem people have with Destiny 2 right now.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's not true. But people have a problem with Destiny 2 right now where you can't, everything is based on random. It's RNG. It's completely random every time.
Right.
And I honestly, I see this firsthand. I personally believe, and of course there's no data and there's no way for me to prove this. I personally believe, because I changed from my PSN, that was my real full name because I was an idiot when I was 15. I made the stupid thing. And I changed to Z Swigs, which is my stream name.
Right.
And on my old PSN, I'd spent easily 200. I could honestly say I may have spent $500 in in-game Destiny currency, okay? Because I spend enough money to get every box for every event they had so I would have everything they sold, okay? So I have a lot of history with Bungie and buying their silver, which is their in-game currency, and their loot. And when I switched to Destiny 2, I didn't buy any loot boxes to start with, but I got three out of the four of the rarest emotes available. I got two out of the three rarest ships available. I got all three of the rarest sparrows available. And I've got the bulk of the rarest shaders available for free.
Okay.
Now I switched to Z Swigs. I have, and I played the vast majority on my Z Swigs account.
Right.
All right. So I played maybe a week's worth on my old account. I've played a month and a half full time streaming that game on my Z Swigs account. I have one out of the four rare emotes. I have one out of the three sparrows. I have no ships, and I have maybe one or two of the rarest shaders instead of the 15 that are available. And I'm saying that the reason they give me bad stuff on my Z Swigs account is because they want me to give them money to get better things. Whereas on the other account, they know I'm going to give them money regardless because I spend it during the events. So during the free stuff, they give me all the free stuff. So when the event rolls around, I know my chances, because they don't really give you duplicates. I know my chances to get the better stuff are high. So I'm going to spend money to get the new stuff. And I spend a lot of it to get the new stuff. But as Z Swigs, anything I get is new and fancy, and I want it because that account has no history whatsoever with Bungie. Right. So to them, I put $10 in, anything I get is going to be great because I have no expectation of what is good and what is bad. Because that account has a month and a half worth of history with it, where the other one has 3 years. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I honestly believe I get worse drops because of my account history. And if I could somehow merge PSNs together, I would get better drops in Destiny 2 than I would have before I merged them.
Why wouldn't they want to give newer players better stuff to get them hooked than older players who are already hooked?
Don't know. Because older players are more invested in spending money?
Maybe.
I mean, if I've already spent $500 on it, there's a good chance I'll spend another $100.
Yeah.
Like, it would be harder, I think, marketing-wise, for me to part with my first dollar than it would with my 100th dollar.
Interesting. Either way, it's dirty business.
It is, isn't
it? That's what it is. Oh, yeah.
I mean, but it's totally capitalist. It's a great business model.
Dirty.
They made $3 billion off microtransactions. I mean, 10 years ago, that money didn't exist. Like, people had that money. Activision did not get it from them at all. It didn't exist before the internet.
To a complete new revenue stream.
And now everything is based around loot boxes. Like, if a game comes out and doesn't have microtransactions, that's newsworthy. Like, The Witcher 3 was noteworthy for that.
Yeah.
Because it came out during all the Call of Duties and all of the Shadow of Mordors and all these things that have loot boxes to give you in-game stuff. And The Witcher's just like, everything's free, you buy it, you get it. And that made headlines, because CD Projekt is completely, totally independent. They don't have to worry about Activision sales and all this type of stuff. They can just do whatever they want. There's not very many companies like that anymore. Everything has microtransactions. Like, Horizon Zero Dawn's another game that didn't have microtransactions. And it's like, that's very rare to have a game that doesn't have microtransactions.
Yeah. Well, I think I think because of the free market, I feel like you're going to see more games like that, and then they're going to be loved way more.
Chat says, why don't you just sell all the content in a pack that's available all the time? I really hate the limited time concept. Well, yeah, I mean, that's happening right now in Overwatch. Like, they have the Halloween event is happening. And from last Tuesday until November 1st, it's 3 weeks. Everything you get can have the loot boxes look different. They look like pumpkins, and then you literally get Halloween themed items out of them. And once November 1st happens, that goes away, and you go back to the regular old loot. You can only get the Halloween stuff during the Halloween. So, like, so many people, including me, including Chris, we wait until the last day. If there's something we really want, if we don't have enough in-game currency that you earn through playing, we'll put $10 down, we'll buy 10 boxes, and 90% of the time, they'll give us the thing they want. Because they know that we want it. And to say that, and I think to say that the game isn't giving it to you because it's random, is if you believe that, you're naive.
Right, yeah, that's like the slot machine. It's like, they know what they're giving.
Right. It's not totally
random. It's like, as soon as you click the button.
Right, it's like when the iPod came out with Smart Shuffle. Mm-hmm. And what it did is it actually made it less random by saying, don't play the same artist within 10 songs, and don't play the same, you know, style of music within 30 minutes of each other. Like, it made it less random of a shuffle. I think RNG is like that. Oh, this guy mains this character. He plays 90% of his time on this character. Let's give him less loot, but just enough. But let's give him not the best stuff. Let's give it for characters he doesn't play, and then he'll buy boxes, and we'll give him something. Like, it's got to happen.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm sure you're right. Because they want to sell boxes.
Absolutely. That's it. I get that it's marketing and all, but it's silly. I refuse to participate. I mean, there's a lot of people that share that.
See, and then that's why you're going to get more of the free market, where other games are going to come out that aren't going to have loot boxes, and then that's why you're going to start seeing the Overwatch, the Destiny, the Call of Duties, those titles.
It's hard to argue.
Start going down the train.
It's hard to argue with $3 billion, though.
Yeah, but
when you're a company, how do you look at that and not go, we could just put boxes in with 100 items in it, and we could make $1 billion?
Because if you care about the art of the video game and your consumer base, then you will not do
right.
that.
But here in reality, where we live, are people... There's always exceptions to the rule, like CD Projekt Red. There's an exception to the rule.
Right.
People who made The Witcher. But the general rule is, these people don't care about the art of the video game. They care about business.
Yes.
Even the fact that the game is good...
Well, that's because they're the major corporations.
That's part of their business. Because if the game isn't well-received, that hurts their business.
Yeah.
They're not in the business to make great games. They're in the business to make money.
I don't know. I thought the newest Call of Duty was like the worst one in a while or ever since Black Ops 2 or something like that. And so,
right, but every year they come out with another one. People are hyped. People are hyped for World War II or 1. Whatever one's coming out.
World War II, yeah.
Yeah, people are hyped. And you know there's going to be boxes.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't know. I think you're going to start seeing a tick down in it.
Jeff Kaplan doesn't care about watching it. No, he cares as long as it's good for everybody but me.
I don't know.
It's another inside joke. That's the second inside joke from my channel on our show.
Oh, yeah, it is that inside joke.
Sorry.
You left out here, guys.
Hey, man, you can come join in my chat at any time. Twitch.tv/ZSwitch.
Where I have to do things.
It's not my problem that you have one of those.
It's your fault that you have inside jokes where I can't watch them.
That's true.
Or know about them.
That's
it's all your fault.
It's true.
I blame you.
You can go start your own Twitch channel.
Yeah.
That you do at night because I probably won't watch
Let
you.
Let me do that.
Because I'll be
not
asleep.
Do that.
No.
This is my Twitch channel, man. Talk about
You
want to
flip it back so it's in the right order? You want to be first on the screen, man?
Nope.
Podcast topic, my 401k. It doesn't exist. All right, next topic. What do you want to talk about now?
I don't know, man. What topics you got?
I don't know. I mean, we didn't really finish out the video game one. I think that's more of a rant than it is anything. Because you don't play a lot of video games. I said it was selfish to start with, but it's just like,
I don't know. I just think that if people generally don't like this loot box thing, it will eventually go away.
Do you feel, though... Here's
the thing. $3 billion is a lot of money.
Think about mobile. Like, aren't people now conditioned to it? Like, fictional. Do you buy things on microtransactions on mobile?
I have stopped buying anything with
Clash of Clans.
Don't play
Candy
that.
Crush. All those games are
don't care.
Huge.
Yeah, that's because idiot people play that shit.
Oh my God.
Idiots.
You know who
You're
plays?
Throwing
you know,
money away into a virtual abyss.
You know who,
it goes nowhere.
You know who is part of a Discord for regional Clash of Clans?
Oh,
Nick George. That's the man you just called an idiot.
Yeah,
the man is getting a master's degree
in
artificial intelligence.
Well, the man's got a lot of money, so he can he can go and spend that wherever he wants to.
So
I'm
idiot
a man
or rich?
Of little means. So I don't...
Little memes?
Little means.
Little memes? Like tiny memes?
Means.
Oh, means.
Means.
With an N.
Yeah, that one.
So I like the saying you either have... Like, because people justify their microtransaction purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, for example, when I assume Halloween comes around for Destiny... I mean, I can use Overwatch as an example because I'm playing it until Destiny does something new. It's like, I played 9 hours of Overwatch today.
Yeah.
I got 5 or 6 loot boxes for free. Like, generally, that's how many I would get over the course of the time. But now that I stream full time, I get a lot of boxes.
Right.
And so take that example. Like, I read, like, I think the actual saying is, you either have a lot of time or you have a lot of money.
Yeah.
And which one's more valuable to you?
And that's
the question. It's like, I could play for 12 hours and get the same thing with 12 loot boxes, or I could pay $12 and get 12 loot boxes and save 12 hours of my time.
Right.
And that's ultimately what it comes down to. Or you could take the same thing that Fictional Matter does, who says he's never touched phone games for the same reason, just not do them.
Yeah, SimCity is the one that I was playing on the phone.
Does City Skylines have microtransactions?
No.
Really? That surprises me.
No.
I bet they come.
Well, no, it's the same thing. For the computer games, I feel like SimCity is, you buy it once, you get it. And then also, Skylines is a really good game because they have the Steam community where they just, people who model,
right,
put it up for free. You just, right, add the ones that you want to add.
But see, SimCity, they could do what a lot of other games do, and it's like, you can get this, you can get these 15 models of towers.
No, but they do that.
And mm-hmm. then you can have 10 towers that after it that are bought with,
right,
in-game currency, which you earn through playing, or you can buy,
yeah,
a bundle of it and then buy those towers right away.
Yeah, no, Skylines does not do that. You have to buy it no matter what.
Right.
But the models that they release for purchase are 10 times shittier than the ones that actual people put up on the Steam Workshop for free.
So it's kind of like
it's a bad business model.
They're compliant with the idea of, yeah, we can make some money from the idiots,
yeah,
as you call them.
Right. Which I bought.
But we're going to make them bad so people who are smart don't feel bad about not having them.
I don't know.
You ever bought any of them? You ever thought about it?
A couple, yeah.
See? So you've given in, man. You're an idiot.
But they also, it's not just here's a model. It's a, they added different transportation. They added parts to the game.
Paradox has their own DLC thing, though, that's debatably better.
But, okay, no, here.
Is Paradox the people who make City Skylines?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it's a DLC, basically, because it adds parts to the game that's not just, here's another model,
right,
for you to look at.
Right.
It's transportation networks, which is one of their newest ones. It's models that,
right,
function,
that's expansions,
differently,
sure,
new code.
Well, and I feel like that's been around the video game industry for decades.
Right.
Like, you
but
get
no,
expansions.
SimCity.
You know? Like, The Sims did
on
that.
On the phone.
Cats and dogs, you know.
Okay.
Right.
It's
the phones,
like,
are really bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You build your buildings, and
uh-huh,
so you can either wait an hour and a half for your building,
yes,
to finish construction,
yeah,
or you can pay 2 gold bricks, which, you know, you get 1,000,
right,
of those for $5,
right,
and it would be done.
Right. Well, that's the way, like, Peggle was. I think that's the way Angry,
mm-hmm,
Birds is now. It's like, you
phone,
can play. You get like 6 lives, and if your lives are out, you can pay $1,
yep,
and get another 6 lives.
Or you wait,
or you
minutes,
wait an hour, yeah,
yeah.
Or you can connect to Facebook and get it back in the game immediately. I hate that too. I hate that too. But it's like,
oh yeah, that's why I stopped playing phone games unless they're the,
yeah,
simple kind. But
right.
Like
that's why all the games on my
dots,
phone are literally from iOS 4 and earlier.
Right. All the new ones
are
the same
joke,
way.
That's not a joke. I'm such an old man. But then again, Destiny double dips, and they do expansions and loot boxes. So, and I give into that like a
they're
big
in the
old
business.
Idiot.
They're Bungie, though, man. That's
yeah, they're Activision. They're part of that.
It's a big old company.
They're part of that,
so.
$3 billion, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But Activision also owns Candy Crush. So I got to imagine that a lot of money comes from Candy Crush. But Hearthstone, you know, the card game, the Blizzard card game, is completely microtransaction driven. Heroes of the Storm is almost it's free. These are both free to play games. They're,
mm-hmm,
completely microtransaction driven. Overwatch is $60 unless you can get it on sale for $30, which it happens often, but then it's completely microtransaction driven. It's like, I mean, they said when Rise of Iron came out for Destiny, which was the third expansion,
right,
like they said they made more money in the first week of Rise of Iron than all other Destiny sales combined. Up to that point, based off microtransactions and sales of the expansion. It's just, it's insane, man. And I'm part of that, because I paid, I think it was $40 for the expansion, and then I probably put easily, I would say I put $50, probably bought the biggest package of silver so I could get like 60 loot boxes. And then I had everything that they offered on day,
yeah,
one. And I felt like a baller. I mean, that's my whole thing in Destiny.
I guess. I don't know, man. I feel like I complain about it because to me, in my brain, I'm not a video game guy, so
right,
it just makes no
it's
sense.
It's hard for
to
you
me
to relate to
why
it,
you,
right,
why you buy it like a shader or a skin or something,
right,
that makes you feel cool. But then again, I've bought in phone skins before to make my phone look,
right,
different than everybody
this
else's.
Is what you care about.
And literally, it does nothing to improve your life. At all. I buy liquor on a constant basis, and that goes straight
down the
tube,
hey.
And then out my pee-pee, and then I'm done with it.
Pee-pee.
It's like it's flushing money down the toilet.
It literally is.
Whatever your vice is.
But if you start going down that far, like food, like...
Okay, that we need to live.
I don't need this.
You still need food to live.
Yeah, but I don't need all the food.
No, but you still need
food. By the way, can I get some kudos? Because Chris was trying to make us go get pizza, and I said no tonight.
Kudos, man.
You know what?
Congrats.
Get out of here. No, knock that out of your hand. Knock your liquor all over my child's toys. How dare you? Get out of here. Okay, let's move on. Move on next topic. Something that Colby desperately cares about.
Oh, God. Get this dude off my... get the dude off the screen.
Here we go,
Ron
man.
Howard.
Are you ready?
Uh-uh. What about him?
Here we go, man.
What is this?
As we wrap up production, I just want to take this moment to...
Get out of here.
...incredibly talented cast...
You piece of shit.
...and crew for all their hard work.
Thief.
And to the fans out there, I hope you've enjoyed the pictures that I've been sharing, pictures that I've taken from the set of... Can we even say the name of the movie?
Oh, I wonder what the name of the movie is.
Oh, Chewbacca handed it to him, dude.
I'll see you next year.
Will you?
What'd you think, man? Solo, a Star Wars film,
well,
man.
That was known. That was known.
Was it official?
Yeah, but still, it was known.
But it wasn't official.
Dude, that's stupid.
A lot of people were photoshopping Mr. S onto that sign. You know, it was Arrested Development joke. Okay. No. All right. That's fine.
Nope.
Why is he a... what did you call him? You called him a lot of insults.
Cuck,
right there.
Shithead.
Yeah, there's a lot of
something.
Things in there. There's one in the middle. I don't remember.
Thief.
But. Thief. That was the one that got me. Why is he a thief?
Because he stole it from the two other guys.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's just like, yeah, I'll take on the project after you got rid of the other people. I'll suck your dick.
That's a pretty good Ron Howard.
Yeah.
It's way better than your Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's really good because he's a little piece of shit.
What are you saying, that you're good at it because that's what you are?
Yes. I got the piece of shit voice down, man.
So are you not excited about Solo
no,
and Star Wars movies,
man?
Care.
I don't care. It's going to be a cookie cutter piece of shit.
You think so? Khaleesi's in it, man.
Ah!
What do you have to say about Ron Howard's Twitter bio just says Story Smith?
Dumbass.
That's the word.
Piece of shit.
Why is that a thing?
He's just, yeah. Like, you're telling me that the guy who came up with that, you just handed him a Star Wars movie.
Well, just the ending to it.
The whole cut of it, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, technically, yes. Yeah.
God.
But everything else has been shot. How much can you really change?
Everything.
Because
they demo these movies beforehand.
Oh, yeah, they can change everything.
And then they reshoot what they need to.
I agree with that. My 401k got stolen.
Ron Howard stole it.
No, he's saying you stole it.
Why?
Well, because... All right.
I'm calling him the thief.
No, I know. But also, 30 seconds ago, which is the Twitch delay,
You
said that you could do a good impression of him because you were like Ron Howard.
Oh,
and then,
I
so fictional would say, yeah, I agree with 401k.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah, you got it?
Nope.
Remember, you always have to have your brain running on a 45-second delay.
Can't do that.
Your mouth has to be in the future, but your brain has to be in the
past.
Can't do that. That way you know what's happening at all times.
I don't know, yeah. I mean, who are the two guys that they kicked out?
Christopher Lord and Phil Miller, I think, are their
names?
Yeah,
something like that.
It's definitely Christopher and,
Miller
and Phil.
Miller and Lord, yes.
But it's definitely, and it's also Miller and Lord. I just don't know whose last name goes. It's like a word jumble. But yeah, that's definitely who
they are. I don't know. I just feel like... It's gonna be good.
Okay.
It's gonna be good. It's not gonna be great. It's not gonna be different. It's gonna be the same crap. They're gonna be like,
Donald Glover, man.
Oh no, we
have Lando Calrissian.
Oh, some jokes in there.
You know why I think it's not gonna be good?
Huh?
Because Porg's not in it.
Really?
Yeah, Porg's.
Get out of here, internet.
Okay.
So many people are hyped for that.
Should we talk about
people
this?
People I respect are hyped.
Oh,
for
about
Porg?
Porg?
And I'm like. You're dead.
Who do you respect? Name names.
Like, there's this
people I know.
Channel called Cracked.
Okay, so people
YouTube.
You respect on the internet.
Yes,
okay, I got you.
Not actual people I know, because
well, I
no one
know.
Knows who Porg is, and I don't know anyone. So, I know no people.
Okay.
My mom, she said...
Well, she watches our show, so she should know who Porg is. Because we're 24-7, all Porg, all day!
I think it's on, but I don't know if she, like, pays attention most of the time.
That's
because,
fair.
Like,
thanks for the view, though,
like,
Julie.
I saw, like, part of the new Star Wars trailer. Who's the older gentleman in that? And I'm like...
Luke?
Older gentleman? Like, you mean Mark Hamill? Luke? And she's like, no, not Luke. And I'm like, okay, we're watching older, it. Older we Jedi. Watch it. And she's like, yeah, him. And I'm like, that's Luke Skywalker. She's like, he looks bad.
What did she comment on Porg?
Didn't say shit.
Oh, that's too bad, dude.
Yeah, that she doesn't care.
Chris like, is hyped about Porg.
Most people should not care.
Chris is hyped about Porg.
Oh, wow, another cute Disney creation shoved into a movie to make money off of plush toys. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
That's literally what's happening.
It's a microtransaction in a movie.
Dude, you know they're going to sell Porg in their games. Like, they have a Tsum Tsum game that you can play, and you can buy Tsum Tsums with microtransaction. You know what Porg's going to be in there? You know he is. Dude, I'm going to get a Porg Tsum Tsum, and I'm going to put him up here on the monitor so you have to stare at him the entire time. By the way, I'm missing one, and I can't figure out which one I'm missing. Can you help me?
Fell down, bro.
Do you see it?
No.
That's the problem.
But it fell down.
Like, it should fill up. I feel like I'm missing one.
People don't know what
like, I have both bears, okay? I have the pig and the chicken from Moana. I'm missing King Louie from the Jungle Book. That's who I'm missing. Where'd he go?
Where'd he go, man?
We just said, where'd he go, man? Where'd your car, dude? Where'd your car, dude?
Dude, where's my car?
Where's your car, man? All right, anyway, what are we talking about? Oh, yeah, let's talk about this one now. The U.S.-Japan mech battle finally happened. You want to skim through this and see highlights?
Sure.
It's 26 minutes long.
I forgot
this is the first time
happened.
I've ever seen this. So I'm honestly surprised that it's 26 minutes long. That seems short, right?
Tail of the Tech.
I mean, they fight each other. Iron How Lord, many bots do they got?
15 feet tall when standing.
We're going to skip ahead.
Relentlessly. He wants to close the distance
real?
As quickly as possible. Look at that left arm. Come on. They're looking for the highlight reel knockout.
Closing in. And got him.
Firing. Karate is utilizing his speed advantage.
Okay, well,
and it's sober. Just like that. Here comes the Megabots crew. Yeah. Let's hope Matt and Gear are okay.
Okay, so for our audio listeners, what we just saw was America and Japan facing each other. Japan just starts rolling slowly towards America, bumps America, America falls onto its back.
Slowly.
Japan wins.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a robot battle if I've ever seen one, man. He's got our ass handed to us.
Could you imagine? Like, I honestly was thinking, like, hey, man, you want to come over Tuesday and watch this with me? That'll be fun. Could you imagine if you had done that like we did with, like, Floyd Mayweather?
Oh, God.
And that was what we saw?
Right. I would have died.
Thank God we saw that for the first time on this show. What a titanic waste of everyone's lives.
Done. 5 seconds.
USA won the fight. Oh, do they have more?
I'm sure he gets back up. That was like round one, probably.
All right, we're going to skip
But
ahead.
Still, dumb. I was expecting, like,
Iron
what's
Glory
that movie with Hugh Jackman? Steal something?
Real Steel?
Real Steel. I was expecting that.
Cover behind that wall of barrels.
This is the best it's ever felt.
Eagle Prime gets off the first
well, that
shot.
Gun but sucks.
Oh, so they're doing other challenges.
Inside the barrel.
Oh, God.
Super
the second
accurate.
Shot is effective, exposing Karatis to another attack.
Oh, God, look at the gun. The gun.
Eagle Prime crashes through the barrels.
I bet you they can't even feel that. That robot is 12 tons.
I think that's the point,
and there's
right?
A third shot.
Not feel those empty barrels.
Anything, but I hit him.
How about this? Karatis launches a drone.
Launch the drone. Keep going, keep going.
I see it. Don't let it distract you.
They've spotted it. They're
what
gonna
are
try
we
and
watching?
What does the drone
and
they've
made do? Contact with it.
It's on. It's stuck.
Nothing.
On. Look at that. Smoke is pouring out of the drone.
This is the worst thing.
This is so boring.
He's coming. I see him coming on the monitors.
Like, how much money was poured into this for this piece of crap?
A huge right hook on the top vehicle there, and it comes crashing down.
What the hell?
Nice, 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 nice.
Team Megabots is really taking advantage of the 430 horsepower that they have.
Bob,
that allows
doing?
Matt and Guy to really control the arena with that arm.
Nightbot, first of all, calm yourself. Second of all, how did the USA win, fictional? Because I can't take any more of this. I'm about to die. What am I watching right now?
It's like experimental, like
it's like
Dungeons and
slow
Dragons
motion robot
crap.
Fight. I wanted to see BattleBots, but yeah. Big.
I wanted to see death and murder.
I wanted to see that Japanese lady die.
Or at least, like, limbs fly off or some crap.
Oh, maiming. Just
not
a simple
the person
maiming.
There in the cage.
Oh, the robot.
Yeah.
Like, I grab your arm, I twist it off. But no, that's never going to happen.
In just as boring a fashion as the rest of it, honestly.
Oh, God.
That's how they won.
Well, that was a wasted topic, because that's shit.
I'm really disappointed.
They built that up so much. Just a shit on everybody's expectations.
More than 2 years ago, a literal lifetime in the internet era, Megabox captured the internet's attention when they introduced their giant fighting robot and challenged Karatas, a giant fighting robot from Japan, to a duel. Last summer, the company showed off their updated mech and assured us the preparations were coming along and the fight would be happening in a few months. Now, after years of waiting, it's finally happened. Due to the constraints of staging a battle between two giant robots, the rounds were spaced over several days. The fight was filmed in secret, and it was streamed to the public on Tuesday night. Karatas faced two Megabots mechs. The video was queued to the first battle, and the second battle starts at the 13-minute mark. That's all it says.
No commentary whatsoever. At all. That was terrible.
That was not good, dude.
No.
It's not good at all, man.
I mean, I can't build a gigantic robot that fights another robot, but...
No, but we can tell when it's bad.
Yeah.
All right. Sometimes science goes too far.
That's not... Yeah.
I was just...
Until you're ripping people's heads off, I'm okay.
I mean, I think the problem is that we might have thought that was cool. Like, the problem that it's two really great people who made robots, and we can't do it, but the problem is that... We had it hyped up to be BattleBots, but big.
Oh, yeah.
And then it wasn't that, and so now I hate it.
Yep.
That's the problem.
Terrible.
Like, their promo was way too hype. They should have made, like, a 4x5 poster and not a giant one. Like, to just say, like, it's like a portrait photo in your wallet. Here's our poster. Bots are fighting. You know, keep it, like, down the...
And they bought... Why didn't that one?
Never mind.
Did you just compare the hype level to a poster size?
Nightbot wouldn't let you have your Fallout 3 memes. Yeah, I know. I know. And official player says you're a boring, which is probably directed at me.
Or it could
definitely
be
not you.
Fictional matter, but.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay, cool. No. Yeah, us. Definitely.
I think it's us. Okay, anyway.
Well, that's true.
What's next? You want?
I don't know. Something great?
You want to talk shit
maybe?
On the Pixel 2?
What about it?
Apparently, the screen is atrocious.
Would be the best phone in the world if its screen wasn't so weird.
Yep. So I've been using the Pixel 2 and the Pixel 2 XL for nearly a week now, and in that time I've immersed myself in the goddess that is Android. Goodness. And it is Android 8.0, Google's pleasantly updated design, and the unprecedented and unequaled Pixel camera. I'm a satisfied Android user, and I know for a fact that no other Android device can bring me as close to mobile nirvana and contentment as these two Pixels do. But for the majority of this week, I opted to use a smaller Pixel 2, owing just to how poor the Pixel 2 XL screen is. The situation upsets me because the 2 XL has numerous desirable advantages over the 2, much smaller bezels, larger battery, and a bigger canvas on which I can pin a letter of complaint to LG Display, the maker of the offering of the screen in question. So look at the New York Times icon. Huh?
Isn't it OLED?
Yeah, I think so. Look at that New York Times icon, the image above. Stop flinching and really look at it. Okay? Right here. Soak in the kaleidoscope of colors washing over it, just to make sure we're all on the same page. I'm seeing a haze of green in the middle of the gothic T, which then blooms into a red that eventually transforms into the white that the icon is supposed to be. But the fun isn't over. When you get up real close, you see the edge of the icon are all fringed by a sort of purpley red, again, green. The neighboring heart icon, which is supposed to be white, presents us with a cross-hatch of red and green and white micropixels.
You know, I really hate complaining about complainers.
Yeah?
But shut the fuck up!
Dude, if this is supposed to be white and it's green?
Dude, how? What are you telling me? That the pixels are off? Like they didn't code the screen correctly?
Yes, that's what he's saying!
No!
Yeah... Says, at this point, still dripping with anticipation for the really great Google phone you pre-ordered, you might be straying into denial territory and telling yourself this is not the sort of issue you notice. But noticing a thing isn't the same as not sensing it. Your eyes will pick up these flaws, and you, like me, will start to grow annoyed looking at this screen without even knowing why. Well, the above part is why. Another big chunk of why is the blue cast that benefits the screen or befalls the screen if you ever hold it at an angle that's less than perfectly in front of you. You know this issue from the year 2011 when Samsung was just getting started with its mobile OLED technology and phones like the Galaxy S2 look gorgeous up front but had the weakness of looking blue from almost any oblique angle. The OLED panel on the Pixel 2 XL doesn't even have the decency to look stunning when viewed under perfect circumstances, but it does have the aggravating blue cast that we thought we'd get in past. So see, this is what they're saying. The same image is displayed on the iPhone 8 Plus left and the Pixel XL 2. The iPhone makes the photo look brighter than it actually is, and the 2 XL doesn't quite. It doesn't look quite so green to the naked eye. Still, the comparison illustrates just how different the 2 XL is from the conventional tuning. So, like, that's what the screen difference is. So this is the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Pixel 2. That's pretty bad, dude. Like, you wouldn't... like, his point was you wouldn't notice that this is wrong, but you notice that it's not right, subliminally. That's his point.
There's got to be ways to fix that, man. It's called a TV from 1990 has the ability to switch color temperature ranges and stuff.
Google says, we designed the Pixel display to have a more natural and accurate rendition of colors this year, but we know some people prefer more vivid colors, so we added an option to boost colors by 10% for more saturated display. We're always looking at people's responses to Pixels, and we'll look at adding more color options through a software update if we see a lot of feedback.
Also, it's Android. Google Play Store is wide open. You can put anything up there. I'm sure people have made a fucking color-correcting app that you can get.
So you don't think this is news?
No!
Okay.
Who gives a shit? Stop complaining about stupid stuff. You got a phone in your hand that can do anything.
You can't do anything.
Live in the now.
Wow.
I'm living 10 years ago. That's what's happening.
I don't know what's happening at all. I thought you would care more. All right. Well, let's talk about these wildlife.
Well, apparently Samsung didn't provide the OLED displays to Google, so.
LG did.
LG did. Yeah, okay. See. Don't buy the LG OLEDs.
Here are the photos for the Wildlife Photographer of the Year Awards. These are just pictures of animals, so.
Sweet. Can't complain about that, man.
Look at that monkey.
He looks like he's having a ball.
He literally has a ball.
Yeah,
yeah, I get it. Here's one that's a little graphic. This rhino got his horn sawed off.
Ah!
Poachers, man. It's messed up.
I said nothing to complain about. That's something to complain about.
True. Okay, here's something. Here is a Brazilian giant anteater.
Eating ants?
Eating ants, I guess, man.
Glowing ants?
I mean, he's called an anteater. I would assume he eats ants, right?
That's a big old anthill.
That
right?
is a big old anthill. Like, look at him, dude. He's, like, hugging. He's like, you are my food pile. I will eat your soul. And all the ants
have
like,
found
oh,
the
God!
Holy Grail.
Here is here's another monkey. This is a chimpanzee named Totti, lost in thought, they think.
It's pretty cute.
Okay. Here is Anthony Barbarian's photo of a snapshot of a phyllolosmia, or lobster larva. It's just 1.2 centimeters across, and it lives underwater. Official player, I'm going to permaban you. I'm not clicking that link. It's not going to happen.
Blarg not?
Get out of here. Thank God Colby doesn't understand how Twitch works. Otherwise, he'd make me play it. Look at that lobster. Don't be distracted by chat.
What's blarg not, man?
That's blarg not. There is what it is. You happy? Don't do it. Don't do it, official player. Don't do it. I can't say what not to do because Colby doesn't understand it. Don't do it. There is a Arctic fox with its head in the snow.
That's
pretty cool, right?
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, all right. Pretty cool.
Well, that was it. Okay. All right. Swing and a miss. You want to make fun of people?
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, Amazon announcement last month that it's looking to establish a second headquarters somewhere in America or Canada.
Right. I've heard that.
And ascend U.S. major metropolitan areas, blah, 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 blah. Basically, these major metropolitan areas have made videos about why Amazon should choose their place for their new headquarters.
Videos, huh? That's always a smart idea.
These are real.
Hi, great logo. I'm Tim Sandoval, mayor of the city of Pomona. I'm here in downtown Pomona at Mi Cafecito Cafe.
Welcome. I'm oh, Serena God. Coley, president of Cal.
Welcome.
That is a
Hi,
cut.
I'm Supervisor Solis, representing the first district, the communities.
That's a green
Pomona
screen, right?
And fair play. Yes.
She couldn't even be bothered
Welcome.
To go outside.
My name is Miguel Santana, and I'm the president and CEO of Fairplex. I am here at our 5-acre farm that is part of a 500-acre campus here at Fairplex.
Imagine the Fairplex in Cal Poly as the next home of Amazon. One of Pomona's strengths is our multimodal transportation system.
Oh, yeah?
Pomona is strategically located between L.A. County and the Inland Empire.
Why is this more entertaining than the robot Amazon fight?
Pomona Fairplex in Cal Poly.
It so bothers me that she couldn't go on location. Like, her day is so busy.
And they could have competed against each other with separate proposals. Instead, they chose to work together.
Look at all those great drone shots, too, man.
Because we know we are all family.
Look at these people laughing.
And so does somebody cut all these together? Or is this Amazon cutting?
No, this is their video submitted. This is one video for one town. On a new product. This is Pomona, California's proposal video.
Bypass and walking trails throughout the city.
Mr. Bezos, I invite you to visit Pomona, visit our region, and you'll see its incredible potential.
Cal Poly Pomona joins with Fairplex to stand ready to connect our talented resources with Amazon.
If you want to make the right investment in the future of this country...
So that's Pomona's. All right, here's Danbury, Connecticut.
It's called Reading a Teleprompter.
Hello, I'm Mark Bowen.
Oh, buddy.
Mayor of the city of Danbury. And I've been honored and privileged to serve Danbury, Connecticut for the last 15 years. I'd like to personally invite Amazon to locate the second global headquarters
music
in our city.
You know, look at all the hipster things we got in our town,
Amazon,
man.
You're going to hear the same tired old line. But the fact of the matter is,
like that,
it only Danbury has what we call the Danbury difference. Recently, we were ranked as the best place to do business in the state of Connecticut.
Oh, wow. Big,
we have a permit
big competing
process
there.
That's fast and efficient. And Danbury also has a great quality of life. That's why five
look
other corporations
these
have located their global headquarters here.
Chilling out
with
in our town.
The city of Connecticut with some of the best
we
metrics of any community,
police.
Over 65,000 people. We're the most diverse city in Connecticut and one of the most diverse cities in the United States of America with an excellent talent pool.
I just want it to be known that when they said the most diverse city in Connecticut, it's all white people.
That is a really bad part of the video to put that on, right?
All right. You want to, what about Frisco? Look at that guy's forehead.
Frisco.
He could be like the new Peyton Manning. I should have paid more attention to his forehead. Here we go, man. Frisco.
Large.
Like, we got the Cowboys.
We're growing your business, and we want to grow with you.
Oh,
that's why
my
we
God.
Think Frisco,
go
Texas.
Okay. He's not even looking at the fucking camera.
Which guy?
The main guy.
This guy? He's looking over, like, to the left
like
a little bit.
Like, cue cards held up by his assistant. He's like, what do I say here when I'm in front of all these people? I don't remember. I'm going to look at this cue card.
Look at this.
Hey, everybody. It is the Seth and Colby Show. We do a show live every Thursday and Sunday. Check back and look at our YouTube channel when you're bored. We also have a Twitter account. It's like, come on. That's the worst one.
Oh, man.
If you can't even afford a fucking two-way mirror to put a teleprompter in front of the camera, you don't deserve Amazon.
You're growing your business, and we want to grow with you. That's why we think Frisco, Texas is the perfect fit.
Frisco is a great place to be where we have cue cards that can read things.
Here in the city of Frisco, we live, work, and play.
Isn't Frisco Dallas?
Progress in motion!
I'm pretty sure Frisco's just Dallas.
Outside the box.
Oh, God.
Look at those effects, man.
They literally came in from inside the box.
Frisco is a deal maker with a reputation for public-private partnerships. Just ask our partners, like the Dallas Cowboys, Hunt Sports Group, and FC Dallas.
That's a good
looking
smoothie.
Or Jamba Juice, just to name a few.
This poor lady, did you see her face?
And you can't help.
Look at her eyeballs. This is the face of a lady. Oh my God, I'm not playing it on the freaking camera. This is a lady right here. This is the look of a lady who's being held hostage.
Can I leave now, guy?
Look at her face.
Or Jamba Juice, just
help.
To name a few.
Camera guy, help me.
I'm excited about the future and what's going on in Frisco.
We couldn't have picked a better place to be. And, you know, I'm very thankful for the leadership in the city of Frisco, the continuity of the people. It is a unique place to do business and a place we're proud to do business.
Yes, we have caught the energy of Frisco. We've got it. It's the flu, the Frisco flu. But we've got it.
We're one of the fastest growing cities in the country, and our can-do attitude has earned us bragging rights.
Why doesn't their video just come out and be like, Frisco, we're basically Dallas.
Yeah.
we got infrastructure, we got a big old airport, we got everything a big city has. We're the third biggest city in the world, or United States, Dallas. That's really what it should be. It should be Jerry Jones being like, you like football? Free tickets all year long, Jeff Bezos. I'll see you soon. End of video submission.
That would get it.
That should be it.
I'm pretty sure there. Well, what if Dallas did one too?
I'm sure that these like secondary cities are just like tax write-off.
Right,
for
like
Dallas,
this is
right?
The worst videos from cities, but like I'm sure Dallas is one of them that's like, yeah, we could use.
I think no. What I'm saying is that I'm sure this is Dallas, and they set up Frisco because it has different taxes.
Maybe.
And that's why the Cowboys are there and not in Dallas.
Right.
Like, they're not the Frisco Cowboys for a reason.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what I think.
I agree. Probably. You are absolutely correct.
Okay, let's see. Is there another one?
We're guessing, but...
Oh, how about Little Rock, Arkansas?
Perfect.
Here we go. This one should be good.
Hey, Amazon. At least she's looking in the camera.
It's not you. It's us. We know.
I like that it's a unique
thing. When you originally sent out
thing,
your offer for cities to send in proposals for your future HQ to... We were all over it.
After all, you're Amazon. You're smart, sexy, and frankly, incredibly rich.
Thanks to our booming business environment, tech-savvy workforce, diverse, creative culture,
got me
and flourishing...
I like this one
where's
the best.
Going?
A lot of reasons why we
I'm just waiting for it to get bad, honestly.
But when we started really thinking about what our future would look like, we realized it would probably never work out between us.
You want 50,000 employees for your new campus? Now, we have a sizable, resourceful workforce, but if we concentrate them here, it would be a bummer. Our lack of traffic and ease of getting around would be totally wrecked, and we can't sacrifice that for you.
You want on-site mass transit at HQ2? Here, there are many transit options that fit our city perfectly, and thanks to our compact urban...
Wait, are they just doing an ad for their city? I think they might be trolling Amazon.
...bike or just by a quick drive.
It would be cool if we could offer you that, but we simply can't do that just to make you happy. Amazon, you have so much going for you, and you'll find what you're looking
for. Have we been bamboozled?
I want them to pick Little Rock now.
Now, we're happy knowing that many great companies...
You know Little Rock wouldn't say no.
Oh, no, they wouldn't.
They should do... You know what Amazon should do? They should literally pick Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Do everything but start building, and then switch at the last second. Just to mess Little Rock up.
Yeah, they trolled us. We're trolling them back.
I mean, Amazon can afford it.
Yeah. We're going to Little Rock, Arkansas.
What if they put a golden Amazon ticket in the ground at one of these cities, and they're like, dig, and whoever finds it first, that's where we're going. And you just see the mayor out there digging.
Oh, God. That
or they like trap all the mayors in a basement and put their leg, and they're like, whoever saws off their leg first and gets the ticket wins. Jeff Bezos rides it on a tricycle.
That's the new Saw movie coming out, man. Oh, my God. That would be perfect.
Read the Washington Post while you wait.
Dude, that'd be great. That would be great, dude.
Alexa, when are we getting out of here? Never.
I'm sorry. You will die here. Here's some Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton?
It's the worst thing I could think of.
Oh, God.
I mean, Michael Bolton's probably pretty bad, right?
Yeah.
Let's just, you know what, completely
isn't he the one in, like, Lonely Island, one of those songs?
Probably.
I think he is.
I think he is. The guy with the saxophone, right?
Yeah, well, no, not Sax Man. That's Jack Black.
No, but he plays a saxophone, right? That's, like,
nah.
His thing. Pretty sure that's his thing.
Nah.
Pretty sure it is. I'm just going to pick the first Michael Bolton song, all right? Alexa, when will I get out of this basement?
Never. Here's now. How Am I Supposed to Live Without You by Michael Bolton. On repeat. Forever. Until you die. Internet, please play it. I can't fill this much time. For the love of God. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
It's just this. Alexa, no! Just sawing off his leg, dude.
Yeah, this Lonely Island song. It's the one about like the pirates on the Caribbean or something like that.
I think you might be right, dude. I kind of remember that. I think that's right. We got to Google it.
I'm
now.
Sure he was at an SNL skit too with Lonely Island.
Michael Bolton, Lonely Island. Clean? I'm just going to click that one and then not do clean.
Yeah, Jack Sparrow. That's it.
Yeah. Just play this one right here.
Guys, Michael Bolton is here.
Oh, great. Send him in.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for coming.
He looks way different than he did in the 80s.
Caught up watching the Pirates of the Caribbean marathon. Have you seen those things?
Oh, yeah. Those are great.
They tried to do
I listened to your track,
song.
And I loved it. And I wrote you this big, sexy hook I think you're going to really dig.
Oh, wow. That's great.
All
you
want
to just lay it down?
Sparrow.
Boys, let's get to it.
Oh, that's right. Like, their verse is, like, all hip-hop.
Michael Bolton. Us. Check it snapping at the neck when we rolling up. Doors ain't no holding up. Black car at the park.
I'm so dumb for liking this, by the way. Yeah, when we walk into
the set, fuck the fellas with the chest, take it back and get wet. We found in my waist, shaking my socks. You either get cut, get stuffed, or get shot. This is the tale of Captain Jack Sparrow,
pirate so brave on the seven seas. What?
Oh, God. To the island of Tortuga, raving like Sway on the ocean breeze. Yeah, that was kind of weird, but we're that was kind of weird. Buying up the bar so the groupies show us
love. Motherfucking Ice Man. No, he's still singing pirate stuff in the background, dude. Jack Sparrow. He literally just said Jack Sparrow. Dressed up with nowhere to run. Oh, my God, dude. Crazy. This kills me. Oh my God, dude, that's the greatest thing I've ever done on this show, and it wasn't even us. Oh my God, I'm gonna watch that tonight after you leave, and I'm just gonna laugh so hard.
Oh God,
oh,
yeah, it was pretty good, right? Oh, I told God, you I remembered it. It
that
was
is
thing.
Fantastic. What happened to the Lonely Island Man? What happened to them?
They broke up, and Andy Samberg got big, got his own
no.
TV show.
Because they were all together in Popstar.
That's true.
They just haven't done music.
No.
Is it because they don't use SNL's money anymore? Is that why?
Maybe.
Like, do you think it was all a big joke to use SNL's money to build them a pirate set so Michael Bolton could sing on it? And now that they don't have SNL like to fund it, they're just like, we'll just be rich now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that and...
Also, that might have been the last thing they made, because how can you get better than that?
No.
That's the greatest
not.
Thing ever.
That's 6 years old, man.
No, it isn't. Don't tell me that. Oh, my God, it's 6 years old, May 7th, 2011?
Yeah.
That feels like a year ago at the most.
That's probably why you don't remember it, man. 6 years ago. We're old. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater on the PS2 is 18 years old. 18. It's an adult.
I played that on the N64. What? It had a blue cartridge. Oh, I remember that. It was a big deal.
No, I remember my PS2 version.
Did I tune into Shroud's stream? Not any more than I did on my stream that one day. Because I went and looked at Subpar Player stream, and then I went to get my son from school. Shoot me in the face, please. What?
That's intense.
What? I didn't say anything, dude. There was some radio.
I didn't hear. I just heard sounds. Like, it sounded like a big old fat person. Just
all right. Blah, blah, blah. Let's do some politics for you, okay? Colorado political candidate. I've almost finished this. It's going to be rough.
Oh,
Colorado political.
Canada.
I'm doing this new thing, dude. This is a bottle of Sam Adams Maple Red.
Okay.
With like a few shots of Fireball in it.
So why?
Oh, it's so good. Try it. Take a drink of it, man.
Ah,
just try it. Just try it. Take a drink. What'd you think?
It's not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of different, right?
What is the first one?
It's the Sam Adams Maple Red.
And what is that? That's a whiskey?
It's the one out of the subpar... It's the one... I just said subpar user because I just read it. Subliminal. It's a slip. It's the one out of Chris's 12-pack variety of Sam Adams fall beers that she doesn't like.
Oh, okay. So
that's
it's a
that
beer
one.
Mixed with shots. Okay.
That's what it is. It's like, I think there's actually a... It's like, isn't Boilermaker
I was like, you're mixing hard liquor with more hard liquor?
No. No, it's a beer with liquor.
I
even
you.
Sicker, right?
That tastes pretty good. I mean, if you do them at the same time...
Yeah, I think it's
I don't
fine.
Really
I don't know.
Know.
I think it's fine no matter what, because I'm a
yeah, that's saying
straight drink man.
Yeah.
I wanted to say wino, but that wasn't right. So my brain goes, why? Nope, nope, Seth can't say it. Drink man. Not okay. Colorado political candidate promises, I can't say this word.
Cananidate.
Cananidate promises to give his seat to an app.
What?
What if elective representatives actually voted based on what their constituents wanted? All right. If Camilo Casas,
Casas.
I'm going to go with Casas. Is elected to a city council in Boulder, Colorado this November. He doesn't plan to make any decisions himself. If he wins, Cass will instead give his vote to Party.Vote, a liquid democracy app he built to change how government functions. This is how it'll work. If more than 50% of the people in his community vote yes on an issue through the app, Cass will vote the same way they do. Only in the event of a tie would he be forced to make a decision based off his own beliefs. What do you think?
Scroll back up real quick. He said, doesn't plan to make any decision.
Right. Basically, he's going to be the mouth of the people.
Don't people elect him to make the decisions, though?
Do they? Well, yes. Okay, yeah. Yes. But do the people make... All right. So
okay,
we...
what I'm saying here is not every single decision should be sent to an app. Because then you're just getting your constituents to do your fucking job. But
you don't like this?
For major things, great idea. Anything that would affect people's money, life, access to birth control, you know, all that kind of crap. Absolutely. But whether or not...
To fix a pothole on 6th Street?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't need a vote on that, Mr. Dipshit. You should just know to fix that. That's my only holdup, is any decision. I'm sure he doesn't mean any decision, but he means, like, big decisions. But then again, we're living in the age of Trump, so he probably means any decision.
I don't know, dude. I feel like the politicians are supposed to vote based on the majority of their constituents.
I agree.
And I think back in the day, founding fathers and slaves and wooden teeth and slave rape and all that we respect back in the day, okay?
Yeah, then.
Those things.
Yeah.
People used to go, us normal people, used to go to these things be like town halls and say, I want you to do this, Mr. Counselor.
Right.
We don't do that anymore. Name your city counselor. Exactly my point.
Bob.
I can't deny it because I don't know either.
Yeah.
Okay, his name might be Bob. We live in Kansas. It's probably Bob, in all honesty. It's a good guess. It's either Robert, which could be Bob. But anyway, the point is,
yes.
I thought this is a great idea because he could be like, do we fix the pothole on 6th Street? And if 100 people vote yes, then he votes yes because that's what the majority of his constituents wanted. And the people who don't vote on it, who cares? Their voices weren't being heard anyway, right?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you like the opportunity for you to say to Bob, hey, Bob, I want this.
I want you to stop all construction in Wichita and just leave it. Leave it.
Yeah, let it
fuck
rot.
Alone.
Let it rot.
Leave it
I
alone.
I hope Wichita sinks.
We're better than
into
Detroit.
The planet
We're
Earth.
We're good. We don't need any more construction on any more roads. But, yeah, no, this is a good idea for the major things.
You just don't like it for the small things. Well, who decides what's major and what's
yeah,
small?
Exactly.
Though?
That's where you get.
So
the,
you do it all. So do it all, man.
Then he has no job.
So
an app can run itself.
Does Donald Trump have a job right now?
I mean, he should,
but
he
does
doesn't.
He? Okay, then what's the difference, man? How can this hurt our political climate? If everything worked great, this is terrible because he's farming out his he's crowdsourcing his
right.
job.
Yeah.
Nothing works, so this is better. I hit the microphone into my face. So this is better, right?
I mean, yeah. It would be, I think it would be fine for Boulder, because I'm assuming the majority of people live there think the same way.
Yeah, but what?
But if you
but
have
see,
a community
think,
that's very diverse.
But then I think it's different for the things like the pothole on 6th Street then. Like, I think it's more important for that. Because, sure, okay, Boulder, it's heavily left-leaning, okay? They're probably going to vote for birth control access for women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's easy for him to decide. But that boulder in the middle of... Or that boulder, that pothole in the middle of... Well, it could...
The boulder in the middle of the road.
It's literally boulder.
Needs to be removed.
There could be a boulder
Can't
in the road.
Drive down the road.
It just fell off the foothills into the
yep.
road.
Yep.
Should
right
we
there.
Remove it, or now is it art placed by God? You know? Who knows? Okay, you vote, people. You tell me. That's what I mean. Like, maybe the smaller things it's more important for.
But then again, like, are you going to get more uninformed people that are going to
oh, yes.
just be like...
We don't want any more damn construction, even though that pothole should probably be fixed. We don't want your damn
the boulder is preventing me from getting to work. Right.
We like the boulder.
There's definitely
God sent it.
What is that movie where they say boulder?
Boulder?
That's a nice boulder. Shrek. Shrek. Remember Donkey? Because he's at a swamp, and he goes, I like your swamp. And there's a rock, and he goes, that's a nice boulder.
No.
You don't remember that?
All I remember is Shrek. Shrek!
I remember if
like Donkey!
He thought he farted, and he's like, if it was me, you'd be dead. Remember that one? I use that line all the time. It's pretty great.
I try to block the Shrek out of my memory.
Anyway, back to the point at hand, all right? Quit distracting me.
Hate it.
Do you think it's more important for the smaller things than for... than the bigger things.
I really
You're going to get 6
know.
Trillion Matthews on this. That's honestly the biggest problem to me. Chat doesn't know who Matthew is. Okay. How would you describe Matthew to chat? Just try.
Like any depiction of an orc in the shadow of war, and that's what he looks like.
What about his personality?
Like Shia LaBeouf, except mentally like half there. And you know Shia LaBeouf. Even half of that.
The problem with this description is that it makes it sound like we're mocking a mentally handicapped individual.
Well. I mean, has he gone to a doctor?
I don't think so. I mean, he has, yeah, because he's bleeding out of his anus.
Okay. He's just a dumb person.
Matthew is a friend of mine that I met in high school 15 years ago.
He's a swamp person. How about that?
He is a... certified idiot, but he was like my best friend for 10 years, and then he, like, it's I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, I know it's hard to describe.
It's really hard to describe him without being overtly mean
and offensive.
But anyone who's met him knows that we're not being mean or offensive.
It's just the truth,
right? That's why we literally put him in a category of this person is a Matthew, because they're not actually mentally handicapped. They're just, like, as close to the line as you can. Because he's a functioning member of society. He pays his taxes. He drives a car. He has a baby. He has a wife. He owns a home. He rents a home.
Welfare.
Allegedly. Mm-hmm. He works at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But he's a manager at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that. Those people. That's where you know you're going places.
Anyway, the point is, he wanted to be president one day.
Yeah,
and I thought that was laughable until Trump got elected, and now I'm like, anything is possible. And so you never know. But point is, there's gonna be a bunch of Matthews on this app voting for things
that
don't
from
matter.
I'm on a boat.
No, it's from Shrek.
Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Yeah, that's when T-Pain comes in, man.
I think it's an actual phrase from a famous sports.
You get I'm on a boat pulled up.
I mean, I believe you that it's in I'm on a boat.
It is. That's 2 Lonely Island references this show.
I'm on a boat. Flippy floppies, is that what he says?
Yeah, I'm proud of that. Matthew's a dumb person. How about that?
Anyway.
You know dumb people? Imagine like them.
Oh, no. I thought you'd
two times dumb.
I thought you'd be open to this.
You know how the country's like more divided than it's been in a good while?
Can I sign you up for this?
That's kind of why I'm not really... super hyped about it.
Can I sign you up for this?
No.
Create it with Nation Builder.
Why?
This is really sad that there's a company out there that literally just makes websites for political candidates.
Yeah.
I mean, of course there is, but...
That totally makes sense.
Political candidates should not be so cheap as to buy a cookie-cutter website. That's why I'm offended. Like, pay somebody.
They got... Yeah, invest in your own economy.
Right.
Man.
I mean, if you want to be president, don't pay $14.99 a month for your website. That's all I'm saying.
Know. 24, man. Come on.
Sorry. Sorry. Let's see here. Oh, should not close that. That's my bad. Okay, we talked about that. Talked about that. Netflix plans to release 80 original films in 2018.
Holy shit.
Care about that at all?
80?
They range anywhere from $1 million Sundance hint all the way up to something on a much larger scale. Like Will Smith's A Bright.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your commentary on that song?
Sounds good, man. Bring it on. I want that content.
Netflix released 8 original films in quarter 3 2017, including Death Note, based on the popular Japanese manga.
Which was bad.
Angelina Jolie's First They Killed My Father, a drama about Cambodian genocide.
Sounds
Naked,
bad.
A romantic comedy featuring Marlon Wayans, and an anorexic drama To the Bone,
sounds
starring
stupid.
Lily Collins.
Sounds boring.
Theater chains have fought against Netflix incursion into movies over its model of releasing films for theatrical debut the same day they're available to stream on Netflix. In reporting, Netflix said that its content spending in 2018 will be between $7 billion and $8 billion, up from $6 billion this year. Previously, the company had pegged $7 billion of its content spending next year. The decision was not tied to Netflix's recent price increase, including in the U.S., according to CEO David Wells.
What? So they're putting the movies in theaters at the same date that they're releasing
them
on
Netflix? Yes, but theaters aren't allowing it in a lot of times.
Yeah, why even put it in a theater if people can just stream it?
Because
at home?
I think there's some requirement for like Oscar stuff. You have to be shown in a theater in order to be qualified. Because otherwise, you're a YouTube film, you know?
Change that shit.
That ain't gonna happen. Just remember, we read an article on the show about how the Oscars was like, or TV show, it was the Emmys or someone was mad at Netflix and they didn't want to show. It was Sundance. That's what it was. They didn't want to show Netflix films at the indie thing anymore because they weren't actual films.
Yeah. That's right.
Remember that? Yeah. That's what's happening.
Adapt.
They're more likely to be like,
adapt.
Netflix just isn't allowed than they are to be like, movies that aren't shown in theaters can also be submitted for the Oscars.
I don't know. It depends on the quality of the Netflix movies.
They have a Brad Pitt one, dude.
Yeah.
They got a Will Smith one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you watch all of your shows legally. Wouldn't you be more inclined to watch good ones on Netflix in HD, Al? In HD, in full quality, with no pop-up ads or, you know, ads for Bavarian hookers or whatever else you get on those sites where you get your legal films?
Yeah, those legal ones.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So why don't you check out some Netflix movies?
Because I don't know any Netflix movies. And 2 hours of my life is hard to give up for something I don't know.
Is it?
Really?
Yeah,
I've watched Babe Watch and Dirty Grandpa, so that's my desperation level.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't know.
Go home and watch War Machine with Brad Pitt. It's a Netflix original movie.
Yeah, I think I watched it.
This is the sad part. He wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know because, one, it was a while ago, and two, I can't remember because I drink. Motherfucker.
Every time Brad Pitt's opened his mouth, I did a shot.
I started the new series on Netflix today.
Mm-hmm.
Mind.
Oh, yeah, that's the new David Fincher one. Mindhunters, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So far, it's good. I watched half the first episode.
So, if we go to Browse... And we go to, is there just a movies?
No.
Originals. How about we go to originals? Okay, well, here we go. This is a TV show, Mindhunter.
See, here's the problem with Netflix.
You don't know what's, this is a movie, Babysitter. When Cole stays up past his bedtime, he discovers that his hot babysitter is part of a satanic cult that will stop at nothing to keep him quiet.
Sounds really good to me.
Okay. What about
better than Baywatch?
What about the Meyerowitz stories?
Yeah, Mr. Adam Sandler.
Well, it's also got Dustin Hoffman in it.
Yeah, I heard this was supposed to be another one of his good ones or something.
Yeah, so see, what about that?
No.
Well, see, a lot of people, like, I watched the Adam Sandler movie with David Spade in it. I don't remember what it was called.
Do-over.
Yeah, that one. It actually wasn't bad. Like, don't get me wrong, it wasn't good. Right. It was an Adam Sandler movie.
I'm sure it's better than Dirty Grandpa.
It was a million times better than Dirty Grandpa. Mm-hmm. It was watchable. I enjoyed watching it. I wouldn't be like, this is as good as Interstellar. Like, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. But it's good. It was good. I feel like the freedom that Netflix has given Adam Sandler, who is honestly a talented man, is letting him do whatever he wants. And now he's making good movies again.
Yeah.
I feel like his bad movies, he calls Kevin James and he's like, hey, man, you want to be in this movie?
And What Happened to Monday, I believe, is a movie as well.
Yeah, that's another one. That's got a...
Bottom left.
What's the guy who's the Green
left,
Goblin?
Bottom
what's
left.
The guy who's the Green Goblin? Willem Dafoe.
Willem.
Bottom left.
Dafoe.
Oh, right here. Yeah, What Happened to Monday? Yeah.
What is Gerald's Game?
That's supposed to be good. This is a movie. Naked was a movie they talked about. Bomb scare.
Did you skip?
It's another one.
Skip what I said.
What'd you say?
Technically what chat
Gerald's
says.
Game right here. They did Gerald's Game. Is that a movie or a show? Please tell me,
It's like a movie.
It's a movie. What is this? Is this something really good? That's a good actor right there, dude. Bruce Greenwood? He's a good actor. When her husband's sex game goes wrong, Jesse, handcuffed to a bed in remote lake house, faces warped visions, dark secret, and a dire choice.
That looks intense.
I mean, that sounds good, right?
When her husband's sex game goes wrong. Yeah.
You know, goes wrong is a fine line, because I bet to him it went right. That's all I'm saying. Oh, I was supposed to show it.
I'm sorry, chat. I thought we were on this view the whole time. And it's half Colby's fault because he's sitting next to me and he should know.
Stephen King book.
Is that what it is? Okay. Stephen King book.
Who wrote The Dark Tower?
Stephen King. Stephen King writes
well, that's
a lot
not,
of
that's
books.
Well, that's not a good definition for a movie's worth then, though. Then again, just don't get
it
produced
think,
by Sony.
I don't think the Sony movie is a good definition of Stephen King's worth, dude. But yeah, Gerald's Game right there.
No, I can tell you it went very wrong.
I mean, there's a ton of movies on here.
Yes,
so this is a Robert Redford movie right here,
Holy
man.
Holy mother of bananas. Robert Redford, wow.
There's Death Note. That one was big.
Wow.
Let's see here.
I heard people that were fans of the actual anime did not like Death Note.
Little Evil.
Also, I watched the first episode of The Defenders and I couldn't take it.
Really? I love The Defenders.
So dumb. Just
no, I can tell you it went very wrong. Are you sure it wasn't very right?
5 seconds ago, man. Where are you at?
I'm looking at Netflix.
Are you deaf? Are you deaf over here?
I was looking
at Netflix. I need to start yelling at you?
You're the deaf one.
I am.
You're the one.
Says shit about you if you can't hear me.
Okay, The Ridiculous Six. I take back everything
Listen
I said
to
about
me.
Adam Sandler movies.
Listen
Although,
to me.
There is a large donkey in the photo, and that kind of makes me laugh.
Ooh, so. And Taylor Lautner, man.
Like this one, Okja. This one right here was like supposed to be nominated for Academy Awards, remember?
Yes, yeah, yeah. All I see is a giant elephant.
There's a lot of Netflix movies. That's my point. Okay? Like, and the fact that, like, fictional doesn't... Like, he knew what that was. And, like, he didn't know it existed on Netflix. It's part of the problem. Like, what they say they do? 8 in quarter 3? So there's 8
well,
new movies out.
50 new things in the last
right.
5 days.
That's the point. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Is that Netflix doesn't know what I like.
And so they're planning on doing more content.
Like, for example, Netflix says right here that Potty Mouth is a 98% match for
it
me.
It says Big Mouth, man.
Whatever.
That's Nick Kroll's show.
Okay. I am 0% interested in that show.
Yeah, it looks
okay,
like
I'm negative 830,000% interested in that show.
Kind of done with the whole adult
okay.
cartoon
this
crap.
This stupid, where is it at? This stupid romantic comedy about old people, I'm very interested in.
It's 88%.
I know, that's the problem with Netflix.
That's pretty close.
No, because there's probably 15 things that are 98% that I'm not interested in. Mm-hmm. Before you get to this one. There's 1598, 1597s, 1596, 1594s. It's going to take so long to get to 88.
There's called a thumbs down button.
What am I supposed to do? Spend my life thumbs downing things I don't like?
Or watching Netflix.
Spike, you're not supposed to judge books by its cover?
So
well, if Netflix would tell me
Mouth
all
then?
Of their content without paying for the service, I'd be happy to go with it. Oh, that's interesting. He doesn't have Netflix because he doesn't know what it has.
I mean, the only reason why I got it was because there's TV shows on there.
Right.
I could binge
well,
the
you'll
entire
never
season.
Run out of things to watch, that's for sure. Like, yeah. Patton Oswalt's newest stand-up's on there. I can't wait to watch that. Guys, I'm going to quit streaming so I can watch TV instead. Will you guys still follow me and donate and
no.
subscribe, even though I don't stream, but
no,
I'm watching TV instead?
Too. I think they try and do that, too. You going to watch Fuller House, though, man?
No.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think this match? You think it's above?
90,
you think it's below or above 88? What do you think?
Probably 96.
96, you say? Oh, my God.
How did you do that?
I know the future.
Here we go. Thumbs down on that one. All right, let's go ahead and take Potty Mouth here. And let's thumb down that one. Get out of here, Big Mouth. Let's see. Club of Crows. There's a soccer ball. I'm going to go ahead and thumbs down that one because I don't care at all about thumbs about that one, all right?
How about the ranch, man?
You know, the ranch is on my list.
Yeah?
I'm never going to watch it.
Is it real good, though?
Well, it's got Danny Masterson and Ashton Kutcher. I just wanted to walk down that 70 show memory lane.
It's not that good.
I bet. I've never watched it.
I mean, it's about a rancher family.
I also like the guy with the mustache, Sam Elliott.
Yeah. Oh, you like Sam Elliott? Do you?
Beef.
You like
it's
Sam
what's
Elliott.
For dinner.
Are you going to watch his new movie, The Hero, or whatever that is?
I didn't know that was a thing.
That's a new movie that's out starring Mr. Him.
Why can you do every impression but Donald Trump?
Dude, I have the best Donald Trump. Okay?
That's pretty good.
Okay.
The problem is...
It's huge.
As soon as you do...
It's huge.
You do one sentence good, and then the rest is gay Trump.
No. Just because my S's get slurred every once in a while... Doesn't mean.
See, you're a Southern belle.
Doesn't
now.
Mean.
My name is Donald Trump.
I just went to George
Trump.
W. Bush.
My name is Donald Trump. You had it for a while, but then not. I don't know, dude. There's a lot of good shows on Netflix.
You gonna watch Jerry Seinfeld's new thing?
I heard a joke. Oh, my chair sinks.
I heard a joke from his new stand-up, and it actually made me laugh.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. He was like, you get on a train, but you get in a car, and then you get an Uber...
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's funny, they're all the same transportations, but you get on, in, and.
And that's the, I was waiting for
He says
punchline.
It funnier, okay?
I was like,
it's
no
observational
punchline.
Humor.
Not,
you wouldn't understand because you're too stupid.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I didn't mean that. I was just lashing out because I looked dumb right there. If I could share with like a couple other people, then I would be cool. Well, you know, I share it with my girlfriend.
That would be interesting, though. Grouped.
I guess they assume because it's $11 a month, everyone's just going to buckle and get it, right?
Well, yeah, but doesn't that include, like, four screens watching at the same time?
Yeah, like, right now, I have...
Why are you going to be watching four screens at the same time?
Let's see,
I mean,
I
get family, but...
Yeah, my plan right now is the most. It's $11.99 a month, four screens, HD, but I get it because it's the only one with 4K.
Oh, that price is going up, too.
It's the only one with 4K, and I need the 4K because I have a 4K TV.
It's going up two more
but
dollars.
You, like, if you're by your... But see, look at this one. Standard definition.
Standard def? Really?
That's the best package.
What are we
package.
In? What
exactly.
are we in, 2000?
Why even offer that?
Yeah, that's dumb. HD available on the second one.
Yeah, I think that just means HD is there. Because they can't see HD because if your internet can't support it, you don't want you to call them. But my Netflix says that HD is there, and I ain't getting no HD.
Oh, okay.
I'm sitting in the Taco Bell trying to watch House of Cards, and it ain't in no high definition, and I got beans on my keyboard. Is this a problem?
Oh, God.
That's what I imagine Netflix support hears.
Probably.
By the way, beans in your keyboard... Big problem.
That is a big problem.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
Goddamn beans there. It's all over my B key.
But yeah, I mean, this one screen and SD, that's stupid. I mean, but you think SD on your phone looks bad? Like, if you're watching it on, like, an iPad, do you think standard def looks that bad? Probably not, huh?
Probably not.
So, like, if you're watching it mobile...
What are you doing that for?
Well, like, if say, for example, Chris was single... Like, she would just lay in bed and watch Netflix on her iPad. She could pay the $8 one.
I'm single, and I sit in front of my computer
yeah,
or on my TV.
Yeah, but you have standards.
Okay.
You also watch not pirated movies.
Hey, they're all in HD, though, man.
How many Bavarian hooker ads are there next to them, though?
None.
I don't believe it.
There's a pop-up every single time I click pause, though, which is very annoying.
Yeah, see?
But
Netflix doesn't have that.
Yeah, should get on some legal...
You also...
Movie thing.
You also don't watch on your TV, though.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do?
I connect my computer to the HDMI cord.
Okay.
Mr. Man.
We should sometime tell the story on here how I saved your TV. I think the audience would want to hear that.
That's so dumb.
Let's wait,
that.
Though, till we have at least 100 viewers. That's still $100 a year for it. Fictional matter, get your... Just because you're our lawyer doesn't mean you need to also be our accountant and tell me how much money I'm lighting on fire, all right? I don't need that.
I don't need that. Get out of here with that.
I mean, he's right, though.
I know. You get five of those, that's $500 a year.
That's $150 a year I'm paying for Netflix for my $12.99 a month plan. I mean, he's right. But...
Is it worth it?
Yeah.
$150 for
well,
how
I mean,
many
in,
hours of
in
entertainment?
In my defense... like back in the day when I was employed before I quit my job to become an internet streamer.
Yeah.
I paid $150 a month for cable. And that's way less money than Netflix ever was. That's way less entertainment than Netflix ever was.
Oh, yeah. Because regardless of on-demand, you still had to pay for that.
Right.
For movies.
Right. And you also paid for Netflix, because there's things Netflix didn't have. Like, yeah. Netflix has almost everything.
Cable doesn't have, you mean?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. If you understood me, they understood me. That's all that matters, all right?
Yes, we got it.
Why you gotta be all up in my butt, dude?
I'm the guy that, you know, gets up in your butt.
I was hoping you'd say the whole thing, so that's our new follow sound.
Oh, perfect.
Every time someone follows us, that's going to play really loudly. Oh, great. Well, let's just run quickly through our headlines. Chipotle downgraded by Bank of America because it's basically paying its employees too much, and so they downgraded their credit rating, which lowered their stock price. Because Chipotle is spending too much on labor, which means that they're paying their employees too much money.
You would think Chipotle is fine. You would think that.
Well, I think that goes to show the problem with mostly America or whatever, is that we devalue companies based on the fact they pay their employees too much of a percentage of their profits.
Right.
Are they one of the supporters of the new minimum $15 minimum?
Oh, probably. They're from Colorado, where they have that app, you know, where Carlos Badass is all
there,
you know?
Yeah, those progressives over there, man.
We really should have done this one first. Here is the, essentially the Nielsen ratings or whatever you'd call it for streaming. Number one over the summer was Ozark. 16 million average impressions. 16.7 million watchers of Ozark.
It was good.
Next one is Star Trek Discovery. That one shocks me.
Dude, the Trekkies are out there, man. Don't deny it. They'll always be there.
Yeah, but it's only on CBS All Access.
They'll go where it is, man.
That's stupid.
They go to fucking Ohio because that's where Captain Kirk was born, man.
It's ridiculous. Actually, I was initially hired as your accountant on your first pump and dump company. Not that either of you remember it. No, I don't remember that. You remember that?
I don't recall.
I don't recall it either.
Pump and dump? We've never done that.
No.
We're legitimate businessmen.
Hysteria?
What?
Is that what you're talking about? Torque?
God, shut up.
That one?
Inside
Mass
jokes.
Addiction? That one?
No one gets.
Where's some of your other ones, man? Rogue?
Indulge.
Indulge? I feel like there's a few more in there.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They're hard to remember, though.
There were so many.
There was a lot. All right, number three, Stranger.
True Atomic.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, Stranger Things on Netflix, 12 million.
Vintage Plan.
Like, do you feel that... Oh, is that one officially dead now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I gave up that domain name like a year ago.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm going to go register and put up porn.
Do it.
I'm surprised that Stranger Things, which I hear way more buzz about,
right,
had 4 million less people than Ozark.
I think it was
is
over
that because,
the summer.
Is that why? Because over the summer, Ozark's new? So Stranger Things still had enough to be number three. That's stupid.
That's crazy.
Handmaid's Tale, The Narcos, Orange is the New Black, Castlevania. The anime on Netflix. That surprises me a lot. That's just the power of nerds,
love
dude.
Anime, man.
It's the power of nerds. Do you ever have the desire to ever get into anime? Like, I hear so many good things about, like, Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
That, like,
they're just very... I don't want to...
It's stupid.
I'm a pussy. They're gross. I don't like them.
Really?
They're weird. Their blood, their guts,
see,
their like veins in their face.
That's
they're
not
weirdly
why for me.
Animated. Like I just
honestly feel like I can talk about video games all day. I can nerd out on movies and music, but as soon as I start talking about anime, I turn into like what nerds were 20 years ago about video games. Like I'm immediately stereotyped as a neck-bearded fat guy, which by the way, I haven't shaved. I am right now, and that's a problem. Like, as soon as I'm like, do you watch Cowboy Bebop? Like, people are like, they judge me.
Yeah.
But I'm like, do you play Destiny? That's normal enough, you know?
Yeah.
That's my problem.
Bash talked to me about anime the other time. I saw him, and I was like, yeah, it's cool, man.
But it's supposed to be so good. Like, what if we're missing out on this whole other thing of awesome content?
I've watched the entirety of Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Okay.
That series, which I believe is considered an anime.
Yeah, I would think so.
Fantastic.
Right, so there you go. I've never seen
action
it, but I've
pieces,
heard great about it.
Like, when there's action, it's amazing because you could, like, it's got a certain aesthetic
Have either of you watched any anime? Well, you just said
yeah, that's
Last Animator.
That's about it.
Cowboy
I've
Bebop.
Seen
Cowboy
of
Bebop is like one of my one of my favorite pieces of things I've ever watched in my life. It's so good. That and the movie. I recommend everyone watch Cowboy Bebop. It's so good.
Nope.
But like, and that's the problem is that like, and I love Miyazaki. Like every single one of Miyazaki's films.
Yeah.
They're so good, dude.
Yeah,
Totoro. Princess Mononoke, Spirited Away, Castle in the Sky, Howl's Moving Castle, The Wind Rises, Kiki's Delivery Service. These are all incredible films. They're not even animes, because they're literal films. They're gorgeous. They're well acted. They're well written. They're beautiful. And they're animes.
Beautiful!
They're beautiful! But I don't ever watch the TV shows, because I feel like they're cartoons.
Yeah.
And that's so dumb.
I don't know. It's just not for me.
I guess, really, the problem is that I don't have... I don't know, man. Neon Genesis Evangelion is fantastic. I've never even heard of that. You ever heard of that one?
No.
No idea, dude.
No. Nope. There's too much of it.
What's the one with the girl who's naked in the box that was on, like... Oh, God, it's probably 15 years ago now. That's so depressing.
Ghost in the Shell.
But it was on like, no, this is before Ghost in the Shell. It was on like the same time Cowboy Bebop was. It was back when Adult Swim, like on Saturdays and Sundays, turned into Adult Toonami and showed animes. That's when like Cowboy Bebop was. This is back when Adult Swim was like, was only on the weekends. Do you remember those days? You might be too young. No, you're only like 6 years old or younger than me. You should remember. Like Cowboy, or like Adult Swim used to only be like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And Sunday was their anime day. Or no, maybe it was Saturday. Was
well,
their anime
I remember
day.
Adult Swim before Family Guy. How about that?
Yeah, so that would be around that time.
Yeah.
Like, now they're every night, I think, is Adult Swim. And it's just 24-7 Rick and Morty and Family Guy, I'm pretty sure, is all they show. Full Metal Alchemist, I haven't seen it. It's from the 90s. I'd highly recommend it. Full Metal Alchemist is another show I've heard lots about, but I haven't seen it. It's not Full Metal Alchemist. I know that. God, what is the name of that show?
Anime from the 90s.
How would I even Google this?
Anime from the 90s.
But it's not the 90s. It would be the early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
What if I do, like, Adult Swim?
Rick and Morty! I'm Pickle Rick!
Szechuan Sauce!
Swifty! Right. Wubba Lubba Dub Dub!
See, a lot of these shows I recognize. Aqua Teen Hunger Force? That ran for 15 years. That's stupid. Venture Brothers is still on? It would be right around the time Venture Brothers came out. It would be in between. This is when I was watching. I was there for the premiere of Venture Brothers. That's how old I am.
I mean, that's 2003.
Yeah, that's 14 years ago, man.
Wow, you're older than a 14-year-old. Congratulations.
You were 10, dude!
I wasn't watching.
You could barely write!
I wasn't watching. No, I could write.
Barely, I said!
I said you could barely write.
It's passable.
Shut the hell up.
Actually, I don't think I've ever seen you write.
I can't, then. I don't at all. Don't write invoices at work every single day.
I guess I do see that. I have seen that.
Don't do that.
Okay, Tim and Eric show, awesome job. Like that, I was done watching Adult Swim for. The Boondocks, that was right when I got out of Adult Swim. So 2005, so 18, that's when I stopped watching. So it has to be before 2005. Birdman.
You got this, man.
Moral Oral, God, that show was trash.
Samurai Jack, how about that one, man? That was good.
Do you remember Frisky Dingo?
No.
That's the weirdest show in the history of shows, dude. I don't even want to Google it for you because it'll ruin your life. Perfect Hair Forever?
Some weird shows, man.
List of programs broadcast by Adult Swim. Former. Okay, here we go. It's going to be in here somewhere. I'm just going to... Just gonna scan this. Fill time while I scan.
This is terrible.
Lupin the Third was good. I watched that. That was a good show.
Oh, yeah, that one. Nope. I think the only thing I ever watched on Adult Swim.
Maybe it was Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, I mean, that would scream naked chick.
When did this say? Ghost in the Shell, 2004? I don't think so. I think that's too late.
The Popeye Show, man. How about that one?
Matthew would know. I could text him.
Oh, yeah. You do that.
God, I really want to know, dude. I'm not going to be able to move on with the show until
Trinity
I know.
Trinity Blood.
Super Jail was so weird, too. I don't know that one either. You know Super Jail?
Nope. Nope. Anime. Yeah. Nope. Mm-mm. No.
Let's see. Where's Matthew at?
Don't really do that stuff, man.
Matthew.
I guess, well, what's
okay,
anime?
Like 15 years ago.
Oh, God.
There was this
You're texting
anime
yoga.
On Adult Swim that had the naked chick in a box.
Dude, he's going to say, what are you talking
about?
What was
the name of it? No, this is right in his wheelhouse. That's the problem, is that I think I'm Matthew every time I watch anime, because he's going to know immediately what it is. And
no
if he
way.
Doesn't, I'm gonna lose my mind, probably, yeah. If I'm being totally honest.
You probably won't, man. Probably won't.
Digital specials, syndicated specials. Look at all these shows, dude. That's insane. That's a lot of stuff. I thought you already texted me back.
They had animes on Adult Swim in the early 2000s.
It's crazy, dude.
Google it.
Can I? You think I just Google naked chick in the box? You think there's anyone else who thinks like me?
This is going to go well.
I'm not showing it on stream. I double checked.
Naked chicks in a cardboard box. Your safe search is on, buddy.
Don't do that to me, man. Okay, I didn't know what else I expected. Let me add the word anime to that. It's some really messed up stuff. Yeah, here it is, right here.
Nico?
No, that's just random porn modeled after it. Inuyasha, that's it! Oh my god! Fictional matter!
Oh my god!
That's it, dude! I think that's it. I've definitely heard that one.
You don't gotta type naked.
Yosh, I do, because I want the specific girl. All right, maybe I don't need naked, because there is some inappropriate stuff showing up on the screen right now.
Yeah.
Yosh, I feel like this is it, dude. Let me see. This is definitely something Matthew watched right here.
Yeah, you got it. This is it.
I'm looking for it, man. Yeah,
you're looking, and it's going well.
I know you're judging me right now.
I am very judging you.
Chick box. What do you think, man? Is it possible that's gonna work? It ain't gonna work.
No.
Inuyasha may be it. That was definitely a show that was on, though. That had. I'm pretty sure that was it, dude. That. What else could it be?
You would think a naked chick in the box in an anime would be like top thing.
The problem is, I don't know how.
Characters. Try characters. I don't know.
I don't know how to search for... There's a reason that she was naked and in a box. And if I could search that reason, that would help. Just the word naked in a box.
Inuyasha, why was there a naked chick in the box, man? What's in the box?
What's in the box is a naked chick. This is the worst show or the best show we've ever done. I'm not sure.
This is terrible.
I'm not sure. God, this right
not
here.
A fan art though.
This art right here of Inuyasha with the sword was literally Matthew's laptop background for like a year and a half. Mm. And I know it's the chick in the box one because here he comes. He's gonna text me. Let's see what he says. Outlaw Star.
Oh, so not at all.
But Inuyasha was definitely a show he watched. That was incredibly good guess though. Fictional matter. Outlaw Star. See, I told you he would know Chicken
he
a Box.
He did know.
Told you he would know.
Maybe.
I think this show is actually kind of good. That's the problem. Let's see if I can find a picture of the chick in the box.
God. It's going well, man.
It's not. Don't lie to the audience.
Look at all this anime. My problem is that it's just so repetitive, I guess. Like, I get there's a style to it.
Well, yeah, but I think we understand it. Imagine if we just searched.
Look the same. Every single one of them.
Oh, no, dude.
Blonde hair, black hair, pointy hair, long hair.
You just described several variances of characters.
It's just like, come on. The face is always the same. The eyes are always the same. And I'm assuming that's the style.
Here it is.
Get that.
Right here.
But.
Boom! Boom! All that time wasted paid off right there, dude. Naked chick in a box. Outlaw Star. We done it, chat. Show's over.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty close. God, man. So worth it. Doesn't remind me at all of Serenity. Or actually
How did
Firefly.
We even get on this topic?
Dude, I don't know.
How did
Anime.
This happen?
Anime. Somehow.
Literally just returned to Adult Swim? Are you serious? Like, they brought back the old show?
Oh my God.
It's still going.
Is that what it says? No. It ran original run October 1998 to February 1999. Only two volumes. Oh, that's the novel. Anime television series.
It ran
even shorter for the television series. January 8th, 1998 to January 25th, 1998. 26 episodes.
Oh, Neon Genesis just came back or what? I think that's what he's saying.
To me, the character design is pretty good for this show. Let me click the link. I'm going to assume this isn't nudity, dude.
Yeah, hopefully not, right?
Fictional Matter wouldn't do that to us. And right here. I mean,
it's a little different.
I could see what Colby said. Like, it still has it, but it looks like anime. That's the style. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. Does Caillou look like Arthur? It's probably the worst because he's a mouse person and then a bald baby, but, like.
Who and who?
Dude, you're so uncultured. You don't know Caillou and Arthur?
No.
Sad, man. I mean, these looks cool. I think the problem is, I actually love anime, and I haven't watched an anime since whenever Outlaw Star was on. That's really the problem.
I don't know.
And, like, I've been living in this world where Cowboy Bebop is probably my favorite thing of all time, and that's the last anime I ever watched.
I have watched.
And there's probably really good animes that have been out since then.
Avatar, which.
And I haven't.
I think is just technically in. And
Outlaw Star returned August 19th, 2017. Dude, that's nuts to me. That's nuts to me. That it's been off air so long they can return it and be like, it's new. You know what I mean?
Oh, look at that, though. Outlaw Star was edited by Cartoon Network to cover up instances of nudity. There's a chick in the box, not nude.
That's probably why.
Oh, it's the same image. If you just went to the Wikipedia of it, you would have found it.
I didn't know the name, dude.
Yeah, but you got it from Matthew anyways.
Here's the thing. This is why I remember the Naked Chick in a Box. I guarantee. I will bet you $100 this is why I remember it. Okay? Because Matthew was mad that Cartoon Network edited it. And so he introduced me to the Naked Chick in a Box. Through his outrage. Because I never have seen an episode of Outlaw Star. That's why I knew to ask him, because it's his thing. Naked Chick in a Box. Naked Chick. It all makes sense.
It's a chick in a box. Naked.
Oh. I don't even care if there's a typo in there. I don't care. That's crazy to me, though, dude. That is insane. All right, well, we've gone down the rabbit hole.
Yep. That
pretty
was,
far.
One of the worst rabbit holes. Yeah,
there's a lot of different variations of this Naked Chick in a Box,
dude.
Of course, you only remember that is what Matthew replies to me. Should I say we talked about it on the show?
No. I don't know. Stop talking to the weasel.
Oh my God, it's so hot in here. All right, should we end?
Yes.
All right, Colby.
God damn.
All right, let's end. Here's our ending song.
You said you were leaving.
What do you think,
someone
man?
Swept your-
All right, guys. Well, that is it for our show. 2 hours done.
Cha-ching.
I feel like the last hour of it was worthless. But I'm not going to apologize for it.
Now, probably just the last, like, 10 minutes of Naked Chick in a Box. But that is a great inside joke. I want to make a t-shirt.
That now all of you are in on.
But it's probably...
There you go. Well, thank you guys so much for watching, listening, downloading, following on Twitch, subscribing on YouTube. We appreciate all of you, especially you, Fictional Matter.
Yeah.
Fish Player, chatting with us tonight. Dude. Appreciate it a lot.
Peeps.
We will be back Sunday, 3 days from now, 2 p.m. Central Time. At twitch.tv/SethandColby. You can also listen to the audio version on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Just search Seth and Colby right there. Leave a 5-star review if you listen to it. That'd be happy. Make me happy.
That'd be happy for me. Make you happy.
I was going to say that would be the best, but I feel like I say that all the time. So make me happy. It'd make Colby happy. Also, subscribe to us on YouTube if you want. Also, videos on demand are there. But really, follow us on Twitch. That really helps us. Colby's very distraught. We lost 2 followers between Sunday and today.
Very mad.
So make Colby happy by following
Scott.
Can you do this?
Words?
I can't word no
Follow
more.
Us on Twitch.
Yes.
Twitch.tv/
So you can't do it. I don't want your judgment
YouTube.com/SethandColby Twitter.com/SethandColby Follow. Subscribe. Leave reviews. Google. Play. Stitcher. iTunes. SethandColby.com, people.
Yes. And thank you.
Thanks for everything, making me, you know.
All right. We'll see you guys on Sunday. Bye-bye, everybody.